1230 KHAS.
Midland men's college basketball here on 1230 KHAS. Your starting lineups for Midland. Again, the Warriors 2-7 on the season. They are 0-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. They will go with A.J. Gordon, a 6'2" and sophomore out of Trainer, Iowa. Gordon is averaging 3 points and 3 rebounds per game. P.J. Mallett is a 6'2" and senior out of Blair. Mallett, a transfer from Dana. Mallett averaging 11 points and 2 rebounds per game. Marcus Messersmith is a 6'6" junior from Winside, Nebraska. He's a transfer from Wayne State. Messersmith averaging 12 points and 4.9 rebounds per game. Zach Rosenboom is a 6'5" junior out of Oakland, Nebraska, averaging 10 points and 7 rebounds per game. And then Alex Noble is a 6'4" junior out of West Point. Noble is averaging 9 points and 3.7 rebounds per game. Hastings College, they will go this way in the ball game here tonight. Getting a start for the Broncos will be Nate Olson. Olson is 6 foot junior out of Norfolk. Olson averaging 1 point and 1 rebound per game. Aaron Kane is a 6'3" senior from Colorado Springs, averaging 5 points and 4.8 rebounds per game. Derek Fletcher is a 6'7" senior out of Omaha. Fletcher, the second leading scorer in the GPAC this week, averaging 16 points per ball game. Also the ninth leading rebounder, grabbing 5.6 rebounds per game. Dane Bacon, a 6'1" and sophomore out of Kearney. Bacon averaging 7 points and just over a rebound per ball game. And then Donovan Schultz, a 6'6" senior out of Aurora, Colorado, the third leading scorer in the GPAC this week, averaging 15 points per ball game and 3.4 rebounds per game. So Hastings at 3-7, 0-2 in the conference, taking on Midland. They're 2-7, 0-2 in the conference, looking to break into the win column in the GPAC here tonight. Hastings dressed in their homestanding white, trimmed and lettered in the crimson. Again, Midland will be dressed in their black uniforms, trimmed and lettered in the orange. Hastings winning two games from Midland last year, 88-54. Then that four overtime affair we had up in Fremont when Jeremiah Slough scored 61 points last year for Hastings, and the Broncos were able to outlast Midland 129-124 in four overtimes. Hastings controls the opening tip. Broncos will shoot to our basket to our left. Good crowd on hand here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. Here's Fletcher for three to get things started for Hastings. Is off of the back iron. No good. Rebound to P.J. Mallett. Here come the Warriors quickly into the offensive zone. Zach Rosenboom has got the ball inside. Comes out to P.J. Top of the key. Drives the ball against Olson. Spins. Puts it up there left-handed and scores. P.J. came in from Dana when Dana closed down earlier last year. He came in and now he's a member of the Midland University Warriors. Here's a long three-pointer back the other way. It's good by Dane Bacon. So Bacon hits a three for Hastings. P.J. Mallett hits a two in the lane for Midland. A 3-2 ball game, 45 seconds into the contest here tonight. Hastings playing a man-to-man defense. Here's Midland with the ball. Messersmith takes it down to the baseline, but stepping out of bounds with it is Alex Noble. First turnover on Midland. The Warriors average 15 turnovers per ball game. They force 15 on the other end. They're sixth in the conference in turnover ratio. 3-2, Broncos have a one-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Dane Bacon has got it out here in three-point territory. Behind a screen from Fletcher. Moves it to the left side of the floor. Bounce pass goes to Schultz. Inside, spins one way, then the other. Puts it up the right-handed and scores. Donovan Schultz, he was injured throughout much of the first part of the season, but he has come on. He's put together a nice little four-game stretch here for Hastings. He scores there. Here's a long-range jumper up and in. A three-pointer by Marcus Messersmith. That maybe barely rattled the twine up there. 5-5 is the score now. Early in the ball game as Messersmith hits the three. Hastings now commits a turnover as they pound the ball inside. First turnover on Hastings here in the ball game. P.J. Mallett with the ball. Puts Fletcher in the air. His shot in the lane is going to be no good. The ball tapped out. Picked up by Schultz. Schultz has got it for Hastings. Now to Dane Bacon down the near sideline. The Fletcher for three. Bombs away. Hits it. Derek Fletcher hits a three-pointer. He's hitting 44% of his three-pointers so far this year. Hastings goes out on top by a score of 8-5. That was a couple of feet beyond the three-point line. There's Derek Fletcher. It's a big one for Hastings. Broncos out to a three-point lead. Here's Midland with the ball. Alex Noble has got it out here in three-point territory. Picked up here by Olson. That's a mismatch in favor of Midland. There's a pass over on the wing on the left side. A three-pointer put up there and in. That's Messersmith again scoring over Fletcher of Hastings. So Marcus has done a couple of three-pointers here in this first half. We are tied up at 8 points apiece. Hastings back with the ball. Donovan Schultz has got it left side of the lane. Free throw line extended. Comes out now to Olson. Olsen dribbling with the ball, flips it here to Schultz at the top of the key. He drives it behind the screen from Fletcher, gives it away to Derek at the free throw line. Shot is up and in. Derek Fletcher with a three and a two. The past two possessions down the floor for the Broncos. Hastings down with a two-point lead. 10-8 is the score. 17-13 to play here in the first half. P.J. Mallett over on the wing on the left side. The Noble shot is up and in. Another three-pointer. Boy, Midland firing up the threes. They've been hitting only 35% of their three-pointers this year. That is sixth in the conference, but they've nailed several here in the first couple of minutes. 11-10 is the score. Midland with a one-point lead. Hastings with the ball. Olsen, contact made right at the free throw line, and a foul is going to be called here on Midland. Foul is going to go here on A.J. Gordon. That's going to be his first foul, first team foul on the Warriors. 16:52 to play here in the first half. Midland has already nailed 3 three-pointers here in this first half. Broncos will inbound the ball. Nate Olsen holds it, gets it in. Donovan Schultz cranks up a three ball from the left side. It's going to be off of the front iron. No good. Rebound comes down to Dane Bacon. Bacon keeps the ball alive over to Fletcher on the right side. His long-range jumper is good. Foot was on the line. Derek Fletcher off to a great start tonight. Fletcher with 7 out of the 12 points. Hastings in a seesaw battle early with a 12-11 lead over Midland. P.J. Mallett with the ball comes across the top as they get it into the hands of Marcus Messersmith. Pounds it inside to Noble. Noble back out of the wing on the right side to P.J. Mallett. Dribbles inside, gets rid of it, goes down in the corner. Long three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Messersmith. Rebound comes down to Schultz. Schultz has got it for Hastings. Now to Olsen. Gets it ahead now to Derek Fletcher, who's had the hot hand. Fletcher pounds it down low to Kane. Grabs it, shoots, and scores. Nice pass by Fletcher. Aaron Kane gets the field goal. Hastings now with a 14-11 advantage. We're 4 minutes into the contest here from the Osborne Sports Complex. Rosenboom drives for the hole, and he's fouled into play by Schultz. Donovan Schultz picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his first. 15:54 to play here in the first half. Hastings leading Midland by the score of 14-11. Going to the free throw line will be Zach Rosenboom. Rosenboom, a 58% foul shooter here for the Warriors. 6'5" junior out of Oakland, Nebraska. His shot is up to his good. He rattles that baby home. Rosenboom gets his first point here in the basketball game. A 58% foul shooter in the season. He's now 19 out of 32. Midland is a team dead last in the Great Plains Athletic Conference in free throw percentage. They're hitting only 60% of their charity tosses as a team. They hit their first one here tonight with Zach Rosenboom. Second one is up there from Zach. That one rattles off. No good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. So the Broncos have a two-point lead. Hastings 14, Midland 12. Here's Derek Fletcher with the ball for the Broncos. Comes to the near sideline to Zach Short, who's into the ball game. Splits a couple of defenders. Goes up for the shot. It's going to be blocked down. And the ball is recovered here by A.J. Gordon. Nice move there by Short. He split a couple of defenders but could not get the shot to go down as it was tapped away there by Midland. Warriors have it back on the other end. Here's Noble. He falls down, but he gets the ball to P.J. Mallett. Now contact is made here as Mallett was driving the ball, and a foul is going to be called on Hastings. Goes on Tobin Reinwald, who just checked in there for the Broncos. So Tobin Reinwald picks up the personal foul here for Hastings. Tobin is the 6'4" freshman out of Lincoln. That is the second team foul on Hastings. Midland will inbound the ball, and now we got a whistle away from all the action. It's going to go on Hastings as well. It's going to go on Fletcher. So Derek Fletcher picks up the personal foul here for Hastings. That's going to be his first. End of the ball game now for Midland is going to be Alex McClary. McClary comes in, a 6'7" post player, a junior from Battle Creek, Nebraska. Midland plays it in. They just lob it in the lane, grabbing the ball and firing it up there. Messersmith, a shot no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Here come the Broncos back the other way. Zach Short gets it ahead to Aaron Kane. Kane has got it. His lob pass is going to be deflected. Picked up on the far side by Reinwald. Reinwald back out to Zach Short. They move it left side down to Fletcher. Down in the corner to Kane. Drives the baseline. Contact made. Foul called. Aaron Kane driving for the hole there for Hastings. Personal foul is whistled on Messersmith. Marcus Messersmith picks up his first foul. That's going to be team foul number 2 on the Warriors. Hastings will play things in. Baseline right side. Underneath their own basket. We played about 5 minutes. Here's Fletcher off the baseline. Shot good. Derek Fletcher cannot miss here. Early in the ball game, Fletcher already with 9 points in the ball game. He had 27 in the last ball game against Friends on Saturday. Now Midland having trouble with the basketball here at the midcourt stripe. It's finally picked up by the Warriors. They get it to A.J. Gordon, puts a man in the air. Shot's going to be blocked down. Nice recovery there by Dane Bacon. Bacon saves it from going out of bounds. He gets it into the hands of Reinwald. A turnover there on Midland. Hastings back the other way. Here's Fletcher. His shot for three. Good again. Derek Fletcher with 12 points already for Hastings. 12 of the 19. Rich McGill calls a timeout. Fletcher cannot miss here in the first half. We got a timeout. 14 minutes and 34 seconds to play until halftime. The score, Hastings 19, Midland 12.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL Luxury 5th Wheels, Palomino Fold-Down Camping Trailers, Coachman 5th Wheels, Travel Trailers, Class A and Class C Motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings College off to a good start here. Fletcher with 12 points early. It's now 19-12. Hastings with a 7-point lead here over the Warriors. As Midland calls the timeout, P.J. Mallett with the ball. Adam McCleary at the top of the key. Moves it over to Messersmith. His shot for three is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Aaron Kane. Kane runs her back the other way for Hastings. Gets it into the hands now of Fletcher. Fletcher to Tobin Reinwald. Angles in. Takes it down to the baseline. We got a traveling violation. Reinwald ran into some traffic down there, and a traveling violation is called there on Hastings. Women's basketball tonight. Midland upset Hastings 71-64. Northwestern rolled past Dort 88-60. It was Doan over Concordia tonight, 87-72. Mount Marty blasted Dakota Wesleyan tonight in Yankton by the score of 80-36. Those are the women's basketball scores from earlier. Hastings with a 19-12 lead here in men's competition at the Osborne Sports Complex. Midland with the ball. Rosenboom comes over here to P.J. Mallett. He gets away from Kane. Takes it to the right side of the lane. Can't put up a shot. They work it down in the left corner. Shot is up there and in. That's Marcus Messersmith. Messersmith hits a three ball there for Midland. So he's already nailed three threes here in the first couple of minutes. He's got 9 points. Fletcher has got 12 for Hastings. 19-15. Broncos with a 4-point lead. Kane goes down to Zach Short. Short comes back out to Kane, dribbles to the right side behind his screen, now reverses the ball, gets into the hands of Jake Marvin, who's into the ball game now. Marvin gives it up to Tobin Reinwald, 12 seconds left on the shot clock. Reinwald takes it on the dribble, down on the baseline, goes for the hole, his shot no good, tap try no good, the ball goes to the corner, and is picked up here by Midland. Zach Rosenboom has got it down for the Warriors, into the forecourt. Danny popping into the ball game now. Gets it to P.J. Mallett, dribbles into the lane, an off-balance shot is going to be no good. Reinwald picks it up for Hastings. Outlet pass goes to the far sideline to Fletcher. 4-3, shot is up there. That was going to be no good. The ball goes up over the glass out of play. That's going to be Midland playing things in here in backcourt. 12:58 to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Midland by the score of 19-15. Ben Noble comes into the ball game now for Midland. Noble checks in there for the Warriors. He's a 6'5" sophomore out of West Point, Nebraska. 19-15 is the score. Midland trailing. Now Poppin drives inside, and an offensive foul is going to be called to Danny Poppin. He runs over Jake Marvin inside, and a charging foul there is called on Danny Poppin as he was trying to force his way to the basket there for the Warriors. So Hastings will have it with a 4-point lead. 19-15 is the score. And now Midland will apply some pressure back here in backcourt. Nate Olson will bring the ball up on the dribble for Hastings. Switches hands, goes to his left as he brings it across the midcourt stripe. Midland now dropping back into their man-to-man defense. Tobin Reinwald out to Fletcher. They lob it to Marvin at the free throw line, drives down the lane, puts a move on, puts up a shot, it's no good. Rebound comes down to McCleary. McCleary grabs it there for Midland, down the left sideline. They get it back to the offensive zone. McCleary at the top of the key, moves it over here to a Ben Noble. Noble comes out between the rings now to a Likas who's into the ball game. Brian Likas dribbles, cut off. He goes to McCleary, right side of the lane, 15 seconds left in the shot clock. Down in the corner to Poppin for three. Shot is up there, rattles off, no good. Tap try, no good. Rebound loose, McCleary grabs it, and a foul is called. So McCleary got one to go down the hole, but it's not going to count. They wave that one off. A foul is going to go before the shot. It's going to go on Tobin Reinwald of Hastings. That's going to be his second. Down to the scorers table is going to be Schultz. Also down to the scorers table for Lance Creech is going to be Aaron Kane. The foul goes on Reinwald, his second. Team foul number four on the Broncos. Here comes substitutions in there now. Brady Woolman is going to check in for Hastings. Schultz re-enters the lineup for the Broncos. Dane Bacon back in there. Non-shooting situation, so Midland will play things in from underneath their own basket. They get it to Rosenboom. Zach Rosenboom on the dribble. Now he's double-teamed, gets the ball away. He gets it into the hands of Danny Poppin, picked up by Aaron Kane. Danny Poppin, left side of the lane. That'll be Ben Noble at the top of the key. Noble holds it, comes over here to Brian Likas. Likas gets away on the dribble, takes it down on the baseline, stops there. Goes to McCleary. Now top of the key. That's Poppin. Fakes the shot. Drives it down the lane. His shot's off the left side. No good. Offensive rebound. Rosenboom goes back up. Shoots and scores. Zach Rosenboom gets the offensive board and the putback. He's got 3 points. Midland back to within two. 19-17. Hastings with a two-point lead. Here's Nate Olson. Hands it away. Aaron Kane left to right across the lane. Here's a pass to Woolman. His pass down low is going to be out of bounds. Hastings turns over for the third time here. Brady Woolman sends the pass down low through the lane and out of bounds. 19-17, Hastings with a two-point lead. 11-17 to play until halftime. Midland has got the ball. Ben Noble has got it. Back out between the rings to Likas. Hastings still in the man-to-man. There's Rosenboom on the far sideline. Rosenboom now to Noble. Hops inside, puts up a free-throw line jumper. Good. Ben Noble scores for Midland. It's now a 19-19 ball game. Midland has scored the last 7 points here in the contest. Here's a Nate Olson with it on the wing. Goes to a Donovan Schultz. He dribbles into the lane, puts up a little right-handed hook shot. It's up and in. Donovan Schultz now with 4 points in the ball game. 21-19. Hastings reclaims the lead. 10.5 minutes to play. Here's a Zach Rosenboom at the top of the key. Stops there. Comes over here on the wing on the right side to Noble. Shot off the baseline is going to be no good by McCleary. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Broncos runner back the other way. It's going to be Olson with it now to Brady Woolman. He gets away, drives it all the way to the basket. His shot is up there and in. Brady Woolman circles around and goes all the way to the basket and scores. That's his first field goal of the ball game. Hastings now leading by 4 points, 23-19. So we approach the halfway point of this first half. There's a feed inside. It's going to be knocked loose. It's on the baseline, and it goes out of bounds. It's going to be Midland ball. Last touch by the Broncos. Dane Bacon was the last to touch it. Here comes Fletcher back into the ball game after a quick little rest there. Fletcher already with 12 points in the ball game for the Broncos. Nate Olson will come out. 23-19, Hastings with a lead. Here's the inbounds pass to Likas. His shot is up there, rattles out, no good. Rebound Rosenboom. This shot's going to be rejected by Fletcher. Ball to the far sideline. It's going to be saved there by Bacon. They're right in the hands of Midland. Danny Poppin has got it, moves it over on the wing now. As the Noble has got it for Midland. Here's a pass out on top. It's going to be intercepted by Fletcher. He drives, shoots, and scores, and he's fouling the play. Derek Fletcher gets the steal, and Fletcher gets the field goal. He'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play. Personal fouls whistle, and Danny Poppin in Midland, that's going to be his second. So Fletcher now with 14 in the ball game. It's 25-19. Broncos have the lead. And now Fletcher goes to the free throw line. 86% foul shooter in the season for Fletcher. 19 out of 22. Going to the line for the first time here tonight. His shot is up there. It is no good. Hastings, the second-best free-throw shooting team in the conference, and now we have a whistle on the rebound. It's going to go on Midland. So now Hastings will go back to the free-throw line here. So Hastings will play things in, baseline right side underneath their own basket. The Noble, I believe, is the guy who picked up the personal foul for Midland. That would be his first. So Hastings will inbound the ball. It's going to be Brady Woolman. He gets it over here to Fletcher. Fletcher on the left side. Midland in their man-to-man defense. Broncos with a six-point lead. 25-19. Fletcher, bounce pass goes inside to Marvin. Puts on a move on the baseline. His shot is up there. It's good, but it won't count. Marvin is whistled for the traveling violation. 25-19 is the score. Hastings leading by six. And now we've got a timeout here. Looks like Rosenboom for Midland has got some blood coming from his mouth. Maybe got hit in the chops there. He's going to have to come out of the ball game now. Alex McCleary is going to come in to replace him. 25-19, Hastings College with a lead. Leading by six with 9.5 minutes to go in this first half. Here's A.J. Gordon bringing the ball up against Woolman. Feeds to the left side, a three-pointer put up there at end. Brian Likas hits the three ball from the left sideline. 25-22, it should be. And now Hastings loses the ball out of bounds. Broncos working against the Midland pressure. They throw the ball out of bounds on the far side. Hastings has been averaging 16 turnovers per ball game. They forced 12 on the other end. That is the 11th in the conference in turnover ratio. Hastings down with a three-point lead, 25-22. Here's Midland with the ball deep in the corner to Knoble. Knoble dribbles with it, brings it up high on the block, works against Fletcher. Comes out now to Ben Knoble. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. In fact, an air ball thrown up there, and it goes out of bounds. So Hastings will come back the other direction. 8:57 to play here in the first half. And in the women's ball game tonight, it was Midland beating Hastings by the score of 71-64. Hastings now 0-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Derek Fletcher angles in from the right side, loses control of the ball, and goes out of bounds, and the officials will give it to Hastings. Last touchdown there by McCleary of Midland. Here comes Nate Olson in the ball game now for Brady Lohman. So Olson re-enters the contest. Messersmith also comes back in for Midland. 8 minutes and 44 seconds to play. Good crowd on hand, but they've been kind of quiet here so far in this contest. Homestanding Broncos with a three-point lead. Aaron Kane has got the ball out here in three-point territory on the right sideline. Now to a Nate. Nate Olson dribbling with the ball here against Marcus Messersmith. Behind his screen from Fletcher. Now gives the ball away to Fletcher, but it's going to be intercepted. Intercepted here by Brian Likas. The Broncos turn the ball over for the sixth time here tonight. Down in the baseline to Knoble. His pass across the wing is going to be intercepted right back. Taken away there by Aaron Kane of Hastings. Down to Fletcher. Now the ball is lost out of his hands, out of bounds. Fletcher trying to make a spinning move here on the left side, and it was knocked out of his hands. And Hastings was the last to touch it. And now Lance wants to call a timeout. The Broncos getting a little bit ragged here offensively. The Broncos call a timeout. 8 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Here in the first half, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 25, Midland 22.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boris Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boris Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Shop Boris Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46Floor. That's 463-5667. Boris Floors in Hastings is also your Oric vacuum cleaner dealer.
1230 KHAS.
Morningside has beaten Sioux Falls tonight in women's college basketball by the score of 62-61. We'll get you those scores here coming up here momentarily. 25-22, Hastings College. Been out on top here at Midland. Midland has got the ball, and now he's throwing out of bounds from the far side. So the Warriors working against the Broncos defensively. They throw the ball out of bounds, and Midland has turned the ball over for the seventh time here in this first half. So Hastings comes back. They've got the three-point lead, 25-22. Broncos are led by as many as seven so far in this first half. Olson goes down in the corner now. Well, the ball is Zach Short. Again, a lot of contact down there, and the foul is going to be called. That's Aaron Kane who had the ball deep in the corner. Foul is going to go here on Jake Marvin. That's going to be his first. Marvin trying to post up their left side of the lane. They whistle him for a foul. That's going to be team foul number five on Hastings. The Warriors have five. Schultz comes back into the contest now for Jake Marvin. So now Midland will bring it back on the dribble here. Zach Short will pressure in backcourt. A.J. Gordon gets it in the offensive zone to Marcus Messersmith. Over here on the near side to P.J. Mallett. And A.J. Gordon as they work it side to side. Here's a long three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good by Messersmith. Rebound comes down to Schultz. Donovan Schultz has got it for Hastings. Gets it to Olson. Now to Zach Short at the free throw line. To Schultz. Now to Fletcher for three. Bingo. Derek Fletcher now is 17 in the ballgame. And Hastings has opened up a six-point lead again. It is 28-22 with 7:15 to play here in the first half. Midland has got it. A.J. Gordon down the left sideline. A.J. gets it away now to P.J. Mallett. Picked up there by Zach Short. P.J. Mallett spins away. Takes it into the lane. Stops there. Kicks it out on the left side to A.J. Gordon. On the dribble, takes it down on the baseline. Back out on the wing. Here's a long-range jumper up there. No good by Messersmith. Rebound is loose, and it's picked up by Midland. A.J. Gordon has got it. They get a fresh shot clock. A.J. comes over to P.J. Mallett for three. Shot is up there. It's no good. Long rebound goes to the corner, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Nobody touches it, and Hastings will play things in. Zach Rosenboom comes back into the ball game now. Here comes Gavin Bloom into the ball game for the first time for Midland. Bloom is a product out of Minden. Gavin now at 6'7" and a sophomore, a former Minden Whippet. Coming into the ball game for Hastings will be Dane Bacon. And he's going to replace Zach Short. 6 minutes and 44 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings out on top of Midland by a score of 28-22. Dane Bacon out here in three-point territory. Hands away to Fletcher. He goes behind his back to Bacon. On the near sideline, down to Schultz. Jump pass goes inside to Olsen. Back to Donovan Schultz. Deep in the corner. A shot for three. No good, but an offensive rebound. Bacon. Dane Bacon has got it for Hastings. Leaves it over to Fletcher on the right side to Dane. Top of the key. Dane trying to get away. Dane Bacon, a product from Kearney, goes inside to Schultz. A big guy goes up. He puts up a shot. No good. Some contact was made, and the foul is going to be called here on Midland. It's going to go on Rosenboom, or check that. It's going to go on Bloom, Gavin Bloom, number 52. That's going to be his first team foul, number 6 on the Warriors. But going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Donovan Schultz. He's the third best foul shooter in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, knocking down 93% of his free throws. His shot is up there. It is good. Schultz is now 16 out of 17 on free throws this year. Third leading scorer in the conference as well, averaging 15.8 points per ball game. So Donovan Schultz will go back to the line for his second of two. His shot is up there. That one is good. Hastings now back out to an 8-point lead. 30-22 is the score with 6 minutes and 12 seconds to play. This is the biggest lead of the ball game for the Broncos here in the first half. Midland has got the ball. Rosenboom has got it. Out here in three-point territory, pressured by Kane. Gets rid of it now over to a Messersmith. Pounds the ball down low, puts a man in the air. Shot is up and in. That is Gavin Bloom scoring there for Midland. He puts Schultz in the air and scores easily. First field goal of the ball game for Bloom. 30-24 is the score now. Hastings with a 6-point lead. There's a lob pass inside. Schultz grabs it. His little shot up there. It's going to be no good. Tap try is up there. No good. And the rebound comes down to Bloom. Gavin has got the ball now for Midland. Long pass down the near sideline to Messersmith. Pounds it inside. That's Rosenboom with his back to the basket. Now squares around. He's going to try to drive the ball toward the hoop. Can't do it. Out on top again. Messersmith for three. His shot no good. Rebound Rosenboom. Rosenboom into the lane. Kicks it back out. Here's a three-pointer by A.J. Gordon. It's up and in. A.J. Gordon fires up the three ball there for Midland, and the Warriors are back to within three. 30-27 to score. Hastings with the ball here with 5 minutes and 10 seconds to play. There's a pass to Olsen to Fletcher. Back out on top. Schultz for three. Shot no good. Long rebound. Fletcher had it. He lost it and is picked up here by Bloom of Midland. Gavin gets it in the hands of P.J. Mallett. Mallett down to the left sideline to A.J. Gordon. Hastings still in a man-to-man defense. Here's P.J. P.J. lobs it inside to Zach Rosenboom. Rosenboom gets around Kane, goes for the hole. A shot can be partially deflected. Picked up by Bloom. Follow shot. No good. He's fouling the play. Foul in the play here by Hastings. It'll go on Schultz. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 6 on Hastings. And going to the free throw line will be Gavin Bloom for Midland. He's got 2 points so far in the ball game on a field goal. He's had his troubles from the free throw line this year, hitting only 36% from the charity stripe. 4 out of 11. Through the first 9 ball games for Midland. 30-27, Hastings with a 3-point lead. Shot is up there. It's going to be good by Bloom. Again, Midland is the worst free throw shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, hitting 60% as a team. Here comes Jake Marvin back into the ball game now for Hastings. We also see into the contest for Hastings, Trevor Holtmeyer. Here's the next shot up there. It's going to be good by Bloom, so he hits a pair. Midland back to within 1 point. It is 30-29. Hastings leading by one. Broncos have the ball. Derek Fletcher comes to the near side to Nate Olsen. Circles around, takes it down to the baseline. Kicks it out on the right wing. That's Bacon. Back out on top to Fletcher. His shot for three. Good again. Unbelievable tonight. Derek Fletcher with 20 points here in the first half. 33-29. Broncos have got to a 4-point lead. Under 4.5 to play. Here's a shot for the baseline. It's going to be around the rim and down. A.J. Gordon gets loose on the baseline. An off-balance shot there. He scores from the left baseline. He's got 5 points, 33-31. Warriors down by two. Holtmeyer drives the baseline, runs into Bloom. His shot is up there. It's going to be knocked out of his hands. It's taken down by Bloom. Trevor trying to force his way to the hoop there and runs right into Gavin Bloom. A lot of meat colliding there on the baseline. Midland has got it. Here's P.J. Mallett. Gets it out on the wing. Marcus Messersmith is stopped for three. No good. Long rebound to Fletcher. Fletcher looks up. He's got a 2-on-3 break. Gets it to Olsen, not a Holtmeyer. Back out to Fletcher for three. Shot rims off this time. Rebound comes down to A.J. Gordon. A.J. down to Gavin Bloom. Here come the Warriors. We're down to 3:37 to play here in the first half, 33-31. Hastings out on top by 2 points. Here's Messersmith off of a screen. Goes back to the left side to Rosenboom. Rosenboom inside down to Bloom. He puts up a little right-handed hook shot. It's good. Gavin Bloom now with 4 points in the ball game. Check that, 6 points for Bloom. We're tied up at 33 points apiece after Hastings had an eight-point lead. We're tied at 33 with 3:15 to play here in the first half. Nate Olson has got it for the Broncos. Walks it across the midcourt stripe. Midland stays with a man-to-man defense. It's going to be Olson to the near sideline now. They get it to Dane Bacon. Now to Hallmeyer. Bounce pass goes inside. That's Jake Marvin. He backs up, puts up a shot. It's going to be blocked down. Ball goes out of bounds, and they give the ball to Midland. Last touch by Nate Olson down there on the baseline as he was scrambling after the loose ball. Here comes Brian Likas back into the ball game now for Midland, replacing P.J. Ballett. Or will he? Nope. Ballett's going to stay in there. It's going to be A.J. Gordon coming to the bench. 2:57 to play here in this first half. Hastings and Midland tied up at 33 points apiece in men's college basketball tonight. P.J. Ballett with the ball now for Midland. He goes over on the left side. With the ball is going to be Brian Likas as he dribbles out here against the Hallmeyer. Pulls up at the top of the three-point circle. Now to P.J. Ballett. Ballett goes over to a Zach Rosenboom. Rosenboom drives it against Hallmeyer. Now gives it to a Brian Likas. Takes it down on the baseline. Here's a bounce pass deflected. It goes to the far side. It's picked up by Midland. Picked up by Rosenboom. 6 seconds on the shot clock. Messersmith, three-pointer put up there, no good. Tap try, no good. Rebound, Bloom, follow shot, no good, and he's called for the steps. Gavin Bloom was trapped underneath the basket there. Too far, really, to get a good shot away. He forces up a shot anyway, and he's called for the traveling violation. 2 minutes and 23 seconds to play here in this first half. Hastings and Midland tied up at 33 points apiece. Hastings with the ball. Zach Short back into the ball game on the dribble now. Works against P.J. Mallett. Circles around. Goes to the basket. It's blocked down, but a foul called. A foul is going to be called here on Mallett. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 7 on the Warriors. Going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Zach Short. Short 3 out of 5 on free throws so far this year for 60%. Averages just over a point per ball game. His shot is up there. That one is good. Hastings is a team, the second-best free-throw shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, knocking down 76% of their foul shots. Zach Short will have one more. His shot is up there. That's going to be long, and the rebound comes down to Marcus Messersmith. Messersmith gets it into the hands of P.J. Mallon. Hastings with a one-point lead, 34-33. Here's Rosenboom with the ball, now to P.J. P.J. Mallon right here at the top of the three-point circle. Bounce pass goes inside to a Gavin Bloom. Spins one way, then the other. Puts up a little hook shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Short. Now to Aaron Kane. Kane gets it into the forecourt. Cuts toward the basket. Kicks it back out. Three-pointer put up there by Bacon. No good. Rebound and a foul is going to be called. Midland had the rebound and a personal foul is going to be whistled here on Jason States of Hastings. That's the first foul in States. He just got in there. Picks up the personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 7 of the Broncos. So we will walk to the other end of the floor now. This will be a free throw opportunity for Brian Likas. He hit a 3 earlier in this ball game for his only points in the contest so far. Midland is down by 1, 34-33. Shot is up there. That one rattles around and goes down through the hole. Likas will have one more. We are tied at 34. Hastings had an 8-point lead back there at the 6-12 mark. Midland has done a good job getting back into the ball game here. We're tied up at 34. Here's a shot. It's going to be no good from the free throw line. Offensive rebound going back up as Rosenboom has it stripped away. It is loose on the baseline. Still loose. Goes to the far side. It's picked up by Short. Short has got it down for Hastings to Derek Fletcher. Fletcher gets it inside to Jason States. He loses control of the ball. States trying to rip it out of there. Now a jump ball is called. As States lost control of it, Gavin Bloom comes sliding in there to tie him up. Jump ball is called, and the arrow pointing in favor of Midland, so the Warriors will get it on the Hastings College turnover. That's 7 turnovers on Hastings here in the ballgame. 1:27 to play in the first half. We're tied up at 34 points apiece. Now Hastings attacking here in backcourt with Zach Short. With the ball is going to be P.J. Mallett. As it tipped away from Short, goes into the backcourt, picked up by P.J. Mallett has got it again, back across the 10-second line. Lobs it in the high post to Gavin Bloom, has it tipped away again. By Hastings, Jason States got his hands on it. Gavin Bloom goes out to retrieve it near the 10-second line. Now drives it down to the baseline and a foul called. It's going to go on States. Tell you what, these teams getting after it here in the first half. Second foul on States. And now Bloom goes to the free throw line here for Midland. 1 minute and 5 seconds to play here in the first half. It's 34-34. Bloom has got 6 points in the ball game, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. His shot is up there. That one is good. And Midland has got the lead. 35-34, Midland with the advantage. The former Minden Whippet will toe the mark here for the second of two. He's turned out to be a pretty big boy there for Midland at 6'7". Next shot is up there. That one rims off, no good, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. So Midland has got a one-point lead, 35-34. Hastings back in their offensive end. Here's Dane Bacon. Lob pass comes over to the near side to Zach Short. Short gets it to Fletcher. Now to Bacon. Right side to Aaron Kane. Takes it down to the baseline. Now to Jason States on the wing. Jump pass comes to the near side. Fletcher climbs the ladder to grab that one. Fletcher down to the baseline. Puts up a 17-footer. It's going to be short. No good. Rebound comes down to Brian Likas. Likas runs it back the other way. 2-on-4 against the Broncos. Likas holds up. Comes out now to Gavin Bloom between the rings. Goes over to P.J. Mallett in the wing on the left side. Picked up there by Dean Bacon of Hastings. Midland with 27 seconds left here in this first half with a one-point lead. Working for a shot here toward the end of the first half. Here's Brian Likas on the wing on the left side. Picked up by Short. Bounce pass goes inside. A shot by Messersmith. Good. Marcus Messersmith scores. He's got 11 points. 10 seconds to play here in the first half. Hastings down by 3. Zach Short back the other way to Dean Bacon. Bacon drives inside, has it tipped away. The scramble is on. 2, 3, 4 players hit the deck. Jump ball is called. And the arrow pointing in favor of Hastings. And the Broncos will get it, I believe, right here with 0.6 seconds remaining in the first half. So a jump ball is called. Hastings will play things in. And they'll do it from underneath their own basket to the right side. Just 0.6 seconds remaining. Hastings down by 3 here at the end of the first half, 37-34. Zach Short will play things in. Short holds it. Holds it. Just lobs it into the lane, and it's going to be picked off, and the first half is over. The pass was picked off by Zach Rosenboom, and the first half come to a screeching halt here. Midland has come back from an 8-point deficit in the first half. They lead Hastings at the break. It is Midland 37, Hastings College 34. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't. Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
1230 KHAS.
Back at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena here tonight. Hastings College with a lead. Actually, a Midland now has got the lead at halftime. The score is 37-34. Broncos led throughout much of that first half of play. There's a seesaw battle throughout the first couple of minutes of the ball game. Hastings had a 3-point lead at the 16-minute mark at 14-11. Derek Fletcher was hot early for Hastings. He scored 12 points in the first couple of minutes of the contest. Hastings got out to a 7-point lead at 19-12. Midland came back to tie things up at 19. And Hastings, again, had their biggest lead of the ball game at 8 points at 30-22. That occurred with 6 minutes and 12 seconds to play in that first half. But Midland comes storming back. They went on an 11-3 run over Hastings, eventually tied the score up at 33 points apiece. And Midland has got the lead here at halftime to score 37-34 over Hastings. Scoring in the first half, Derek Fletcher has done most of the damage for the Broncos. He has got 20 points, so he has scored 20 out of the 34 for Hastings in the first 20 minutes of the contest. Other scores for the Broncos, Donovan Schultz has got 6 points. Dane Bacon has got three. Brady Lohman has got 2 points. Aaron Kane has got two. And Zach Short has got one. Hastings 3 out of 5 from the free throw line in the first half of play. Midland, unofficially 5 of 8 from the line. They're being led by Marcus Messersmith. He has got 11 points in the ball game. Gavin Bloom came off of the bench to score 7 for Midland. A.J. Gordon has got 5 points. Brian Likas has got 4. Zach Rosenboom has got 3 points. Alex Knoble has got 3 points. 2 points for Ben Knoble and 2 for P.J. Mallett. Midland unofficially 7 turnovers in the basketball game. Hastings also with 7 turnovers, but it's Midland out on top of the Broncos here at halftime by a score of 37-34. Shooting numbers in the first half of play tonight. Hastings hitting 13 out of 28 from the field for 46%. They are 5 out of 12 from three-point range for 41%. And Hastings hitting 3 out of 5 from the free throw line for 60%. Midland, 13 out of 34 in the first half for just 38%. They're 6 out of 15 from three-point range for 40%. 5 out of 8 from the free throw line for 62%. Midland out-rebounding Hastings in the first half 22-18, including 10-3 on the offensive glass. Hastings has turned the ball over 7 times officially in the ball game. Midland has got 5. Derek Fletcher in that first half, he scores 20 points. Fletcher was 8 out of 12 from the field, 4 out of 6 on three-pointers. He scores 20 points and grabs 1 rebound. Again, the leading scorer for Midland was the 11 points that Marcus Messersmith put up. He was 4 of 13 from the field and 3 of 9 from three-point territory. But Midland comes back from an 8-point deficit in the final 6 minutes of the first half, and they lead Hastings now at halftime by a score of 37-34. Again, in the women's ball game tonight, Midland beats Hastings by the score of 71-64. The Broncos outscored in the second half 41-29 by the Warriors. Hastings out-rebounded in the ball game 41-30. Alicia Stadler had 13 points, 13 rebounds to lead Hastings. Sophia McDermott had 11 points. Meanwhile, for Midland, they had Adrena Laverne scored 22 points and grabbed 10 rebounds. Megan Torkinson scored 11 points for the Warriors. So now Hastings in big trouble as far as women's basketball is concerned. Hastings drops to 5 wins and 6 losses on the season. They are 0-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, and their next opponent is currently ranked number 1 in the nation. That is Northwestern. They'll play the Red Raiders on Saturday afternoon here in Hastings. Midland improves to 5 wins and 4 losses. They've evened up their conference mark now at 1 win and 1 loss. Got some women's basketball scores from earlier tonight. It was Briarcliff beating Nebraska Wesleyan by the score of 91-61. Midland with a win over Hastings tonight, 71-64. Morningside beat Sioux Falls, 62-61. Northwestern all over Dort by a score of 88-60. It was Doan over Concordia by 15, 87-72. And Mount Marty blasted Dakota Wesleyan by a score of 80-36. We are at halftime of the men's ball game. Hastings trailing Midland by a score of 37-34. Stay tuned. We've got the Scholar Athlete of the Week coming up next, and then Hastings College Spotlight. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Bring the splendor of the holiday season to your home or office. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Centerpieces, door pieces, wreaths, trimmings, holiday banquets, and shop the oohs and ahs level for more seasonal and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drugstores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drugstore, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing, from new construction, remodeling, repairs and service, to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
This is the Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week, brought to you by TNL Irrigation. The choice is simple. In a minute, we'll name this week's Scholar Athlete.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
KHAS 1230 is proud to recognize Melissa Thompson as our KHAS 1230 Hastings College Scholar Athlete of the Week. Melissa is a sophomore at Hastings College. She's from Papillion, Nebraska, majors in business and psychology, and holds a 3.5 GPA. Athletically, Melissa has made the varsity squad as a freshman in college, played in one game at the national tournament in Sioux City, Iowa. She's played in 9 games so far this year and has averaged 1 point and 1 rebound per game. She also has 5 steals. Her academic accomplishments include being a member of Chi Omega Psi sorority. She plays intramural sports and is a member of FCA. Her hobbies include playing basketball, going to professional sporting events, and traveling. Congratulations to Melissa Thompson, this week's KHAS Scholar Athlete of the Week. The KHAS Scholar Athlete is presented each week by TNL Irrigation, solidly supporting the youth and young adults in our community.
Are you ready to switch to a bank that believes in customer service and offers deposit rates that are consistently at the top of the market?
If you are, visit your locally owned Five Points Bank of Hastings and let us show you what great customer service really is.
We offer all types of checking accounts, some of which include a high rate of interest, free checks, no service charges, special travel opportunities, and many other benefits.
We are proud to call Hastings home. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
This is Hastings College Spotlight, brought to you by the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings.
People helping people. That's the philosophy of the Hastings Federal Credit Union. As a not-for-profit cooperative, the credit union's goal is to provide financial strength, stability, and service to all of its members. If you're not a member, consider joining today and take advantage of the credit union's many products and services, including online access of your account. Call 463-6668 or stop at the Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road. Your savings federally insured to at least $250,000 and backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. NCUA insured.
Good evening and welcome to the Hastings College Spotlight here on 1230 KHS Radio at halftime here at the Hastings College basketball game. Joining me this evening is Justin Getch. He is with the Hastings College Alumni Association. And Justin, we're going to be talking about an event that happened last night. The campus is all lit up.
That is right. Yeah, we had the lighting of the campus over at French Memorial Chapel and had a pretty good turnout and had a really good time.
Okay. Well, first of all, let's just backtrack a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about what the tradition that this is all started with.
Okay. Well, what we do is we use that first Tuesday right after Thanksgiving break to kind of get to do two things. I guess to try to get the Hastings College students, you know, in the Christmas mode and that that Christmas spirit kind of float around, and then also open it up to the community also, so that you know, kids can come up and have the night before Christmas read and. Got to meet Santa also, which was a good time, hopefully, for them also.
Okay. Now, is this a little bit about, or a little bit like what goes on in downtown Hastings with the Celebration of Lights?
Yeah, very similar to that. Just kind of our Hastings College special edition, I guess.
Okay. So you mentioned some of the activities that are going on as well. I guess, what is the student involvement with this? How do they get involved?
Well, they can come and watch. Everybody sings carols. Towards the end, and we also have had a couple of different musical groups come up. We had Hastings College Bell Choir come and perform for the first time, at least in my Hastings College, they did that. And we also had 125 in the Job came and sang for us also and kind of helped lead us in the carol towards the end of the night.
Okay, and the weather took a turn for the chilly one. What did you have to make sure to keep them warm? Did you have, like, hot cocoa or anything like that out there?
Yep, had some hot cocoa, had cookies for them after the campus got all lit up, and then everybody could also go back inside to the chapel and take pictures with Santa if they wanted also.
Okay, so once again, this is all part of the lighting of the lights there for the campus. How long has this been going on, Justin?
Oh, that's a good question. It's been going on at least my whole career here at Hastings, and I'm going to go 10 or 12 years, somewhere in there.
Okay. Now let's we kind of covered that a little bit. Let's just kind of focus on you just a little bit. I know that's a fun thing to do, but what's your involvement with Hastings College, Justin?
I hold several positions, I suppose, here at Hastings. But my role, at least in lining of the campus, is I'm one of the co-chairs for the Student Alumni Ambassadors, which is the group that kind of put this event on for the campus.
Okay. And one more thing I did want to ask you about, the lighting of the campus. And I noticed there was cash drawings for Hastings College students. What was that all about?
Just to kind of, reward the Hastings College students for showing up and putting up with the cold weather outside a little bit. And it kind of helps, everybody likes free money, right?
Exactly. So what was the process there? Did they have to get raffle tickets, or how did that go out?
Yep, all the college students get a raffle ticket when they come in, and then after the lighting, we did all of the drawings, and each student's name that gets drawn gets one of the prizes.
All right, so if you drive by Hastings College campus, drive by the French Memorial Chapel, it's going to look a lot more in the holiday spirit, Justin.
Yep, that's right.
Okay, well, Justin Ketch, once again joining us this evening on the Hastings College Spotlight. Really appreciate the time, Justin. Have a happy holidays.
Hey, thanks, buddy. You too.
Hastings College Spotlight has been brought to you by Hastings Federal Credit Union, serving the financial needs of people who live or work in the Hastings area. Stay tuned, because the second half is straight ahead on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
It's not too late to get in on the best deal in the area, Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $55 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the rest of the academic year. A Crimson Connection membership admits you to all men's basketball, women's basketball, wrestling, baseball, and softball contests for the rest of the school year. This same membership also gets you into Hastings College cultural events, including theater productions, band concerts, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection, just $55 for your entire family through next June. Call 461-7327 to join now.
Celebrating 70 years on the air for Hastings, we're 1230 KHAS, hastingslink.com.
1230 KHAS.
Back in here in the second half, there's a shot taken by Kenobi. It's going to go good. Rebound comes down to Rosenblum, and we got a foul call. So Midland got the opening possession here in the second half. Couldn't convert, but Hastings committing a personal foul here. Within the first 17 seconds of the second half, it's going to go on Olsen. It's going to be his first personal foul, and going to the free throw line will be Zach Rosenblum for Midland. So the score is 37-34. Midland has got a 3-point lead over Hastings. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Rosenblum. He is now 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. And Hastings, in that first half, hitting 46% of their field goals, only 38% for Midland, but the Warriors go out to lead. There's a second shot. It's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. And another offensive rebound there. Messer-Smith has got it. Comes into the near side to A.J. Gordon. Takes it to the elbow, left side of the lane. Now to P.J. Mallett. Drives down the lane. Dumps it off down low. A shot by Kenobi. No good. He's fouled into play. Alex Kenobi is fouled into play here. Personal foul again goes on Olsen. That's going to be his second. And now Alex will go to the free throw line here for Midland. He's got 3 points so far in the ball game. Hastings now trailing by the score of 38-34. Shot from the free throw line is up and in by Kenobi. So now Midland has got their biggest lead of the ball game here. Hastings led by 8 points with 6 minutes to play in the first half, but got a little sloppy offensively, and Midland came back. Kenobi hits his second one as well. So now the Warriors have their biggest lead of the ball game at 40-34 within the first 30 seconds of the second half. So 40-34 is the score. Hastings will now come back offensively. Nate Olsen has got it. There's a nice pass to Fletcher. Fletcher comes back out to Schultz. Now left side, a three-pointer put up there and in. Dane Bacon hits his second tray of the ball game. He's got 6 points, 40-37. Midland now with a three-point advantage over the Broncos. Coming back with the ball as Alex Kenobi fires up a three. It's going to be no good. Eye of the air for the rebound is going to be Tobin Reinwald. His pass down to four. Goes to Fletcher. His shot for three is good again. Derek Fletcher now with 23 points in the ball game. And bam, just like that, Hastings scores six straight points and a couple of three-pointers, and we're tied up at 40. 40-40 is the score. A minute into the second half here at the Osborne Sports Complex. P.J. Mallett dribbles into the lane. His little hanger is up there. It's good. P.J. Mallett now with 4 points in the ballgame. 42-40. Here's Tobin Ryan while he drives for the hole, and his shot is no good, but he's hacked on the arm. So Hastings attacking the basket here to begin the second half. There's a foul call on Alex Kenobi. That's going to be his second. Going to the free throw line for Hastings is going to be Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald has not scored so far tonight. Reinwald sixth in the conference in scoring, averaging 15.2 points per ball game. 42-40. Midland has got the lead. Shot from the free throw line is up there. It is no good. Reinwald, an 87% foul shooter in the season. He's now 42 out of 49 on free throws. Bronco basketball here tonight on 1230 KHIS. Here comes the next shot by Reinwald. It's up there. It's in. 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. The Broncos back to within 1 point, 42-41. Both of these teams are winless in the Great Plains Athletic Conference, looking to scratch out their first win here tonight. Both of these teams sitting at 0-2 in the GPAC. 42-41, Midland has got the lead. Warriors have the ball. A.J. Gordon moves it to the right sideline. There's a long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good by P.J. Mallett, and the rebound comes down to Fletcher. Derrick has got the ball for the Broncos. Left-handed dribble across the timeline. They get it to Bacon. His shot for three is no good. Rebounded by Midland, and a foul is going to be called. Marcus Messersmith got the rebound, but a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Schultz. Donovan Schultz just picked up his third personal foul. So three fouls now on Donovan. He's going to stay into the ball game. Non-shooting situation, so Midland will play things in. Here in backcourt, A.J. Gordon has got it. Left-handed dribble down the near sideline. Gets rid of it now. He gets it to the near sideline. That's going to be a Zach Rosenboom. Now to the elbow and shot put up by Kenobi up and in. Alex Kenobi scores. He's now got 7 points in the contest. Back the other way is Reinwald. The shot is going to be up there, partially deflected. Ball is brought down here on his knees. Dribbling with the ball is it. Kenobi clears it now for Midland. 44-41. Warriors have a 3-point lead. Here's a pass cross court. It's going to be intercepted. Reinwald grabs it and he drives for the hole and he's fouling the play. Kenobi comes back and fouls Reinwald after he intercepts the ball. And took it to the hole. Foul is going to be called on Alex. That's going to be his third. Going to the free throw line is going to be Tobin Reinwald again for Hastings. So it's 44-41. Hastings down by three. Tobin will go to the free throw line for Hastings. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. He will get one more as he was mauled in the act of shooting there. So Tobin Reinwald, the freshman out of Lincoln, will have his second of two. 44-42, Hastings back to within two. A couple of good ball games here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. Second shot is up there by Ryan Wallace, up and in. 44-43. Midland's got a one-point lead. Broncos led by as many as 8 points in the first half, but Midland came back to lead at halftime by three, 37-34. P.J. Mallett with the ball on the far sideline now for the Warriors. Dribbles to the free throw line, stops there. Kicks it back out to Messersmith. Now moves it right side to A.J. Gordon. Entry pass to Kenobi as it knocked around. That's going to be picked up here by Hastings. Turnover number 8 on Midland here in the ballgame. Here's a long-range jumper for three. Bingo! Dane Bacon hits his third three-pointer in the ballgame. He's been hitting 43% of his threes so far this year. He nails that one from just the right of the circle. Hastings now out on top, 46-44. We're in the second half here at the Osborne Sports Complex. P.J. Mallett gets it out here on the wing. They're Rosenboom, and his shot is up and in. Zach Rosenboom now with 6 points in the ball game. We are tied up at 46 points apiece. 16:47 to play. Hastings with the ball. Olsen dribbles right to left across the free throw line to Bacon. His shot from the stripe is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Kenobi. Alex clears the ball out to the right side to A.J. Gordon. Gordon hustles into the forecourt, gets it to Messersmith. Down to the baseline to Rosenboom. Rosenboom into the lane, and now a foul is going to be called. Rosenboom took the ball down into the lane on the baseline, but stepping out of bounds was P.J. Mallett. They get the ball down in the corner, but Mallett was out of bounds. Turnover number 9 on Midland in the ball game. Hastings will get it. Broncos 46, the Warriors 46. Action from the Great Plains Athletic Conference here tonight. Zach Short with the ball for Hastings. They get it to Marvin, lobs the ball down low. That's Fletcher, now to Short in the lane, kicks it back out. Three-pointer by Bacon is good again. Dane Bacon now with 4 three-pointers in the ball game. He's got 12. Fletcher has got 23. And Hastings back out on top now by 3, 49-46. Here comes Midland back with the ball. Rosenboom has got it right at the top of the three-point circle. Rosenboom moves it over on the right side to Likas. Likas works against Bacon. Likas takes it on the dribble down in the baseline. Lobs it back out here to A.J. Gordon. Now left side to P.J. Mallett. Dribbles down into the lane. Kicks it back out on the wing on the right side as Midland works with the ball. Out here to A.J. Gordon, down in the corner, three-pointer put up there. It's going to be no good. The ball tapped out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball.
Celebrating 70 years on the air for Hastings, we're 1230 KHAS.
Alex Kenobi fires up that three ball from deep in the left corner. So it's 49-46 as the ball was tapped out of bounds. 15:37 to play here in the ball game. Hastings with the ball. Zach Short has got it on the wing. Bounce pass goes inside to Jake Marvin. Now back around to the right side. Bacon has got it. Here's a pass deflected out of bounds. Out there quickly defensively was Alex Kenobi. Knocks the ball into the nickel seats on the far sideline. Hastings will play things in. 15:26 to play. Bronco basketball here tonight on 1230 KHAS. Midland winning the first ball game, the women's contest, 71-64. Hastings trying to hang on here in the men's contest. Zach Short on the dribble to Marvin. Lobs it down low to Fletcher, and Fletcher is in on the play. Derek Fletcher posting up down low. He was hit on the play as the pass came in. Brian Likas is the guilty party. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number three on the Warriors. Hastings will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Now Devin Manning into the ball game for the first time for Hastings. Manning plays things in. They get it to Marvin on the baseline. His shot is up and in. Jake Marvin scores off of the inbound from Devin Manning. And Hastings out to a five-point lead now, 51-46. They led by eight in the first half. We played 5 minutes here in half number two. With the ball on the wing is going to be Kenobi. Has problems with it. Then sends it out on top to P.J. Mallett. Now to Brian Likas. Over on the wing to A.J. Gordon. Bounce pass down low. It's going to be deflected out of bounds, and it's going to be Midland ball. Jake Marvin tips the ball out of bounds there for Hastings as they battle for it just to the right of the basket down here on the baseline. Now they got a mop up there where Marvin goes down. 14 minutes and 53 seconds to play. Hastings has got a five-point lead over Midland, 51-46. Broncos splitting two games in the Thanksgiving Classic over the weekend. Playing well against friends on Saturday. Winning easily and trying to extend their winning streak to two games here tonight. P.J. Mallett on the dribble takes it down on the baseline. Jump pass back out on top to Likas from the wing. His shot no good. High in the air for the rebound was Manning, and he's knocked down on the play and a foul called. Devin Manning high in the air for the rebound, but he was knocked down there by Kenobi, and that's going to be his fourth foul, so he's going to have to check out. Here comes Gavin Bloom back into the ball game now for Midland. He played a lot in that first half. Product out of Minden, Nebraska. Bloom scored 7 points in the ball game. Fletcher comes out now for Hastings. Coming in is going to be Reinwald. So Derek Fletcher, who's had a hot hand here for Hastings, he's got 23 points in the ballgame, leading the Broncos in scoring tonight. Dean Bacon has come on to hit for 12. Bacon has got 9 points here in the second half. Here's Reinwald down on the baseline. He's knocked down as he goes up for the shot. And a foul is going to be called again on Midland. That's going to be their 15th foul here in the second half of play. And going to the free throw line will be Reinwald. Bloom picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. So Tobin Reinwald back to the free throw line. 3 of 4 from the stripe tonight. He's done all of his scoring from the charity stripe. His shot is up there. That one rattles home. It's good. He'll get one more. We'll have high school basketball coming your way tomorrow as we open up the 2010-2011 high school basketball season. Hastings High and Seward tomorrow night from the Tiger Den. Pregame show 5:45. Girls game at 6. The boys will follow at 7:45. Second shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Tap try by Manning, no good. And the rebound comes down to Bloom. Now to A.J. Gordon. Midland has got it here, trailing by 6 in the ball game, 52-46. On the wing on the left side is going to be A.J. Gordon. Comes out now between the rings to Likas. Likas on the wing, right side of the lane to A.J. Gordon. Tries to force his way inside. It's going to be tipped away. Picked up by Manning. He drives for the hole. His shot is up there. It's no good. Midland gets away with a little push from behind. No foul call as Manning misses the easy layup there after Midland turns the ball over. So Midland comes back the other way, and having the basketball stripped away is A.J. Gordon as Manning comes from behind. 11 turnovers now in Midland. Tobin Reinwald has got the ball for Hastings. Out to Manning, now to Short. Short brings it back to Manning, trying to angle in from the right wing. Now splits a couple of defenders, goes for the hole, and a foul is going to be called. Devin Manning fouled on the play there by Midland. Marcus Messersmith is going to pick up the personal foul. That's going to be his second. Danny Poppin comes into the ball game now for Midland, replacing A.J. Gordon. That's going to be team foul number 6 on the Warriors, so no free throws here. It'll be Hastings playing things in, baseline left side underneath their own basket. Devin Manning looking to play things in. Finally does. Way out top now to Jake Marvin. Marvin gives the ball away to Zach Short. Short now to Tobin Reinwald on the wing. Sends it back inside. Ball stripped away from Marvin. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. Marvin spun to his right down there on the baseline. Could not go up for the shot. It's knocked out of his hands. Olsen comes in. Short comes out. 13:39 to play in the ball game. Hastings out on top of Midland by the score of 52-46. After Midland at halftime, 37-34. Devin Manning will inbound to get it to Reinwald. His shot is up there. He misses the easy one. Rebound, Reinwald. His follow shot is up and in. Tobin stays after it after he misses the easy one from just to the left of the basket. Reinwald now in the ball game has got 6 points. That's his first field goal. And now here's a foul in backcourt. It's going to go on Manning. Devin Manning picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 4 on Hastings. And now Rich McGill is up for Midland. He wants to call a timeout. Midland wants to talk things over. 13 minutes and 27 seconds to play in the ball game. It's Hastings 54, Midland 46.
Sideline from an injury? Recovering from a surgery? Whatever your ailment, physical therapy and sports rehab is the right choice for your physical and occupational therapy needs. We offer convenient hours from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and our free Saturday morning sports clinic for local athletes from 8 to 10 a.m. The experienced and caring staff at PTSR works with all area physicians to provide the best in care for all types of injuries. The people you know and the name you trust. Log on to PTSRHastings.com or at 207 South Burlington in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Bronco basketball for you tonight on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingswink.com. Internet streaming sponsored by Hastings College, winner of the GPAC All Sports Trophy for the past 2 years. Pursue your passion at Hastings College. Find out more at www.hastings.edu. 54-46, Hastings with the lead. Midland with the ball. Here's Bloom in the lane. A little hook shot is up there. No good. Battle for the rebound, and a foul is going to be called. Bloom misses that little hook shot and then knocks down Jake Marvin, and Bloom is going to be hit with a personal foul. Gavin Bloom picks up his third personal foul, team foul number 7 on the Warriors. So he walked to the other end of the floor now and shoots some free throws. Jake Marvin will step to the line. It'll be Hastings and Northwestern on Saturday afternoon here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Women's game will go at 2. The guys will follow at 4 o'clock. Pre-game show at 1:45 here on 1230 KHIS. Marvin's free throw is up there. It is good. Marvin now with 3 points in the ball game, 71% foul shooter in the season. He's now 24 out of 33 from the foul line. Averaging 7 points, been battling a little bit of an injury bug here at the start of the season. Marvin again will toe the mark for Hastings. His shot is up there. It's good, so he cans a couple of free throws. And now Hastings has a double-digit lead, 56-46. Hastings has outscored Midland in the past couple of minutes, 10-0. And now here's a traveling violation on the Warriors. Poppin got rid of it right in the hands of Rosenboom out there in three-point territory, and Rosenboom is hit with a traveling violation. Score was tied 46-46 with 16:07 to play in the ball game. In the last 3 minutes, Hastings has outscored Midland 10-0. Broncos have the ball. Tobin Reinwald has got it here on the near sideline to Devin Manning. Manning circles around, goes over to the far side to Dane Bacon. Now to Olsen, now to Reinwald, back to Olsen on the wing, hops inside, kicks it out to Bacon. Now left side again to Tobin Reinwald, to Bacon at the point. Here's Devin Manning on the wing on the right side to Bacon, 4-3. Shot is up there. That one is too strong. Ball tapped out, picked up by Gavin Bloom of Midland. 12:36 to play in the ballgame. Hastings 56, Midland 46. Off of the baseline, Messersmith. Hanger, no good. Rebound, Messersmith. Follow shot, good. Marcus Messersmith missed the first one. He got his rebound and put it down through the hole. He's got 13 points in the ballgame. 56-48. That broke a long drought there by Midland. Hastings scored 10 points in a row. Broncos now with an 8-point lead, 56-48. Broncos with the ball on their offensive end. Olsen has got it. Down to Marvin in the corner. Now to Olsen on the wing again. Here's Dane Bacon working with it. Now to Nate at the free throw line. Kicks it out to Manning. 4-3. Shot good. Devin Manning hits his first field goal of the ball game. He's got 3 points, and Hastings has extended their lead to 11 points. 59-48 with 11 minutes and 52 seconds to play here in the ball game. And now we got some contact underneath the basket, and a foul is going to be called. Bloom picks himself up from the hardwood, and a foul is going to go on Reinwald of Hastings. That's going to be his third. Here comes Schultz back into the ball game now for Hastings. Here comes Derek Fletcher back in. Dayton Bacon comes out. Jake Marvin comes out. 11:49 to play in the ball game. Hastings 59, Midland 48. Midland will play things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Popping way on top to Brian Likas. Hastings still in a man-to-man. Likas reverses the ball. Gets it to Messersmith. Cross-court pass comes to the near side to Poppin. Bounce pass inside to Rosenboom. Dribbles into the lane. Contact made. Traveling violation. Rosenboom goes to do battle there on the big guy inside, Donovan Schultz. And a traveling violation is called here. Rich McGill not happy off of the Midland bench as he voices his frustration here with the officials as they head back to the other end of the floor. Nate Olson hands the ball away to Fletcher. His running one-hander is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound Fletcher comes back out on top to Olson. And traveling violation on Olson. Olson took off toward the hole there, and he's whistled for the steps. 59-48. Hastings now leading by 11 points with 11:26 to play in the ballgame. Gavin Bloom will play things in off on the near sideline to Danny Poppin. Poppin races the ball into the offensive zone and loses control of the ball. It's picked up here by Rosenboom. Rosenboom back here to Danny Poppin, picked up there by Devin Manning of Hastings. Poppin goes over on the right sideline to Brian Likas. Likas behind his screen, camping up a shot. Now to Messersmith, 4-3. Shot is up there, it's off the front iron, no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Nate Olson has got it, right-handed dribble down the near sideline. Olson to Schultz, 4-3. Shot good. Donovan Schultz hits a three ball. He's got 9 points in the ball game. Hastings leading by the score of 62-48. The Broncos on a 16-2 run here in the second half. 62-48, Broncos now leading by 14. During the halfway point, here's Bloom driving for the basket. His shot no good, and the foul is going to be called. Bloom just put his left shoulder down and drove the ball into the basket and draws the personal foul on Tobin Reinwald. This score was tied 46-46 with 16 minutes to play in the ballgame, 16 minutes and some change. In the past 6 minutes, Hastings has outscored Midland 16-2. Gavin Bloom to the free throw line now for the Warriors. His shot is up there. That one is no good. Bloom is now 3 out of 5 from the free throw line. He's got 7 points in the ballgame. Zach Short comes back in. Here comes Aaron Kane back in. Olson is out. Tobin Reinwald is out for head coach Lance Creech. 62-48. Hastings looking for their first win in the Great Plains Athletic Conference here tonight. And we're 10 minutes and 41 seconds away from capturing that. Gavin Bloom back to the free throw line. His shot is up there. That one is going to be short. Rebound comes down to Fletcher. So Bloom misses a pair. Hastings has got the ball. Fletcher comes back into the forecourt. Flips the ball away now to Aaron Kane out here in three-point territory. Out to Devin Manning now. Picked up out here by Messersmith. Manning drives inside the ball, tipped away. It's picked up by Midland. Running back the other way is Poppin on the dribble. He goes against Fletcher. His shot no good, but Fletcher got him with the arm. Derek Fletcher picks up the personal foul for Hastings. That's going to be his second. That's going to send Midland back to the free throw line. So Fletcher picks up the personal foul for Hastings. And going to the free throw line will be Danny Poppin. Poppin has not scored so far tonight. He has hit 3 out of 3 from the free throw line this season. Make it 4 out of 4 as that one goes down through the hole. 62-49. Hastings now leading by 13 points. Second shot is up there. It is good by Poppin. 62-50. Broncos leading by 12. Hastings now facing some pressure here in backcourt. Zach Short has got it. Short on the dribble. Races into the offensive zone against Poppin. Short down the left side of the lane. A feed over there to Schultz. His shot's partially deflected. The ball brought down by Midland. Now a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called on Zach Short. And now Hastings wants to call a timeout. Broncos going to call a timeout here. 10 minutes and 12 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 62, Midland 50.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465. 1230 KHAS.
Mike Will back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Lynn Farrell Arena, 62-50 to score. Hastings in the lead. Women's college basketball from the GPAC tonight. It was Briarcliff beating Nebraska Wesleyan 91-61. Midland surprised Hastings 71-64. It was Morningside, winners over Sioux Falls tonight, 62-61. Northwestern, the nation's number one ranked team, beat Dort, 88-60. Doan over Concordia, 87-72. And Mount Marty waxed Dakota Wesleyan tonight by a score of 80-36. Those are all doubleheaders, so the men currently playing at all those venues here tonight. 62-50 is the score. Hastings out on top. The Broncos have used a 16-2 second-half run to open up the ball game here tonight. Danny Poppin is at the free throw line again from Midland. He hit two just a couple of minutes ago. His shot is up there. This one is good. Poppin still has not missed this season. He is 6 out of 6 from the free throw line this season. 62-51. Hastings now with an 11-point lead. Poppin toes the mark. Second shot is up there. Now he jinxed him. Second shot is no good. And a rebound comes down to Fletcher of Hastings. Broncos with an 11-point lead. Back to the offensive scoring zone. Devin Manning here on the right side. Midland still in the man-to-man defense. Bounce pass goes inside to Schultz. Dribbles out of there. Goes to the corner. Cross-court pass goes to the opposite corner. Here's Short with the ball. Back out on the wing. Right side to Manning. His shot for three is going to be no good. He's knocked down. No foul called. Ball is nearly out of bounds. It's saved there by Kane. Kane for Hastings down to a Manning. And now we got an injured player here. As a big collision between Manning and a player for Midland. And going down to the hardwood there was P.J. Mallett. So P.J. is down here for Hastings after getting hit in the chops there by Devin Manning, who was scrambling after that loose ball. So we're down to 9 minutes and 43 seconds to play here in the men's contest here tonight. Hastings with an 11-point lead over Midland. The score is 62-51. So Mallett is now on his feet here for Midland. He's going to walk back to the bench for the Warriors. P.J. is one of those guys that came over from Dana. Played on the Dana College Vikings a year ago, but the school closed down earlier this year, and Mallett transferred to Midland. He's made his presence known, too, with this ball club, averaging 11 points per ball game. Here's Manning, drives inside, tries to get rid of it. Now the ball tapped away, and it's loose and picked up by Brian Lankus. Turnover on Hastings, that's number 9 in the Broncos. Coming back the other way, Messersmith, he drives his hanger in there, no good. Tap try, no good. Rebound Fletcher. Fletcher runs her back the other way, 3-on-3. Manning, now to Kane, to Fletcher, back on top to Schultz. Donovan Schultz gets rid of it now to a Devin Manning behind the screen. Devin has got the ball, now to Fletcher, inside to Schultz, ball tipped away. It's picked up by Bloom. Turnover number 10 on Hastings. Gavin Bloom gets it in the hands now of Danny Poppin. Poppin into the forecourt to Brian Lankus. Near sideline, right in front of the Warrior bench. Lankus takes it to the elbow, left side of the lane, dumps it down low to Kenobi, drives the baseline, his shot is no good, and he's fouling the play. Fletcher picks up the foul, it's going to be his third. 8:54 to play in the ball game here tonight. Hastings out on top of Midland by the score of 62-51. Alex Kenobi goes to the free throw line now for Midland. He's got 7 points in the ball game. His shot is up there, that one is good. So Midland staying in the game here by hitting some free throws down the stretch. Tobin Reinwald comes in for the Broncos. Also checking in will be Dane Bacon. Broncos are about 10 or 11 men deep here in this ballgame here tonight against Midland. Alex Kenobi back to the free throw line here for the Warriors. Midland back to within 10. Now make it 9 as that one goes down through the hole. So Hastings using that 16-2 spurt. They got on top by 14 points. And now Midland has scored the last 5 points here in the ballgame, and now the Broncos turn it away again. 11 turnovers on Hastings, so Midland has come back with 5 points of their own. And they work with it again here in the offensive zone. Kenobi drives toward the hole, dishes off at the last second to Bloom, and he lays it in. Gavin Bloom now with 9 points in the ballgame. It's 62-55. As Midland is on a 7-0 run over Hastings. Here's a Derek Fletcher with the ball. Fletcher brings it across the timeline. Right-handed dribble. Fletcher hesitates. Now drives it down on the baseline on the dribble. Comes back out on top to Donovan Schultz. Now to Fletcher on the right side. Comes back to Schultz on the baseline. Nice pass across the lane to get it to Reinwald. His shot is up and in. Schultz gets the assist. Tobin Reinwald gets the field goal. A nice pass by Schultz right to left across the lane on the baseline. And Hastings extends their lead back out to 9 points. 64-55. 8 minutes to play here in the ballgame. Here's a pass forced inside by Kenobi. It's going to be picked off by Fletcher. Stops for three. Shot good. Fletcher steals the ball. Dribbles right to the top of the three-point circle and cans it. He's got 26. And just like that, the Broncos back out by a dozen. 67-55. Marcus Messerschmidt with the ball on the wing. Bounce pass goes inside to Bloom. Turnaround jumper over Schultz, no good. Rebound tapped out of bounds. It was last touch by Fletcher. Short comes out. Here comes Nate Olson back into the ballgame. 67-55, Hastings leading by 12. Well, I'm our players of the game right after the ballgame here tonight. The coach's postgame show with head coach Lance Creech. So stay with us. Ryan Lycus has got the ball now for Midland. Lycus out here in three-point territory. Dribbles once. Now gives it up to a Danny Poppin. Poppin gets loose, dribbles it to the wing on the right side, hesitates, now bounce pass, now goes down low, a shot is up and in. Marcus Messerschmidt gets the pass and scores. He's got 15. Olsen runs her back the other way. He stops, comes out to Bacon. Bacon now left sideline, the right wall, the shot good. Buries another three from deep in the left corner. Hastings working with the ball well on their offensive end the past couple of trips. Reinwald has now got 11 in the ball game. Hastings has extended their lead now to 70-57. Trying to put this one away here tonight with 7 minutes to play. Here's Messerschmidt. Fall away jumper good. Marcus Messerschmidt, good ball player. Messerschmidt has got 18 points in the ball game, keeping Midland relatively close, 70-59. Here's Olsen driving for the basket. He's knocked down and a foul is going to be called. Olsen will go to the free throw line now for Hastings. Foul is going to be called here on Midland. It's going to go on Danny Poppin. That's going to be his third. So three fouls now on Poppin. That's going to be team foul number 8 on the Warriors. Going to the free throw line will be Nate Olsen. He has not scored so far tonight. 50% foul shooter in the season. He is 4 out of 8. So Olsen goes to the line here for the Broncos. The junior out of Norfolk, Nebraska. Eyes the bucket. Shot is up there, and the shot is good. He rattles one home. Hastings now leading by a dozen again, 71-59. More substitutes coming in. Lance has got a pretty active rotation here tonight. Fletcher is going to get a quick breather. Checks out of the ball game. Aaron Kane comes back in there for Hastings. Nate Olsen back to the line. His shot is up there. It's going to be off of the back iron. No good. Rebound is loose. Tobin Reinwald picks it up, and he goes for the hole and scores. Tobin Reinwald gets the offensive board and the putback. He's got 13. Hastings now leading by the score of 73-59. P.J. Mallett with the ball. Now to Marcus Messerschmidt. Messerschmidt takes it down the right side to P.J. A shot for three. Good. P.J. Mallett from a different area code. Deep in the right corner scores. He's got 7 points. Hastings 73. Midland 62. 6.5 to play here in the ball game. Nate Olsen comes out to Jake Marvin in three-point territory. Marvin uses up the dribble. Has to get rid of it. Now he does. Out to Olsen. Works against P.J. Mallett. Drives inside. Dishes off down on the baseline. A shot by Aaron Kane. No good. And the ball is brought out of there by Midland. Warriors come back the other way. Brian Lycus on the dribble. Works against Nate Olsen. Lycus back into the offensive zone. The P.J. Mallett right at the top of the key. Broncos stay in the man-to-man defense. P.J. with the ball. Bounce pass comes to the near side to Kenobi. Lob pass goes inside to Rosenboom. Kicks it back out in the corner again. That's P.J. Mallett with the ball. We're down to 14 on the shot clock. Midland trailing by 11 points here in the ballgame, 73-62. Lycus goes down low to Rosenboom. Shot is up there. No good. He's hacked on the arm. Personal foul is going to be called here on Hastings. It's going to go on Marvin. Marvin picks up his second personal foul. That's going to be team foul number 10 in the Broncos. So now we have some free throws down the stretch here by Midland. Going to the line is going to be Zach Rosenboom. He's got 6 points in the contest. 2 of 4 from the free throw line. His shot is up there. The shot is going to be no good. Rosenboom will have one more. Into the ball game now is going to be Ben Kenobi. Coming out is going to be Marcus Messerschmidt. So get a short breather here for the stretch run. We're down to 5 minutes and 38 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings leading by 11. Here comes the shot from the free throw line. That's going to be up there. It's going to be no good by Rosenboom, and the rebound comes down to Hastings. Jake Marvin has got the rebound for the Broncos. He gets it away to Nate Olsen. Right-handed dribble down the near sideline. Tobin Reinwald. Reinwald double-team goes down in the corner now to Nate. Nate cross-court pass goes to Bacon. Now down in the baseline. Reinwald dishes off to Marvin. Shot in the lane. Good. Good ball movement there by the Broncos in that possession. Marvin has now got 6 points in the ball game. Hastings leading by 13, 75-62, 5:10 to play here in the contest. Here's Ben Kenobi with the ball. Kenobi out in three-point territory. Gets it to Lycus. Bounce pass from the left wing. Goes down low to Rosenboom. He works it with that ball down there, and now it's tipped away, and a foul is going to be called on Marvin. Jake Marvin picks up his third personal foul. Schultz quickly down to the scorer's table here for Hastings. He will check in at the next opportunity. Rosenboom goes back to the free throw line here from Midland. has not had good success there. He's 2 out of 6. Anything but charity here tonight. Sean is up there. He hits that one. He has now got 7 points in the ball game. Schultz checks in. Marvin comes out. Fletcher comes back into the ball game for Hastings. And going out will be Aaron Kane. Bronco basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Midland winning the women's ball game, surprising the Broncos, 71-64. The men of Hastings out on top of Midland, 75-63. Second free throw by Rosenboom is up there. It is good. That makes the score 75-64. Hastings leading by 11 points. Here's Dane Bacon with the ball. Right-handed dribble for the Broncos. Back into the offensive zone. Midland stays with a man-to-man defense. Bacon comes across the top to Tobin Reinwald. Down in the corner to Olsen. Out of Schultz. Spins one way, then the other. He puts one up there. He banks it off of the glass. It's going to be no good, but the rebound to Fletcher. Dribbles out into three-point territory and fails. There's another one. Derek Fletcher now with 29 points in the ball game. He had 31 earlier this year in the ball game against York. Having a great night here tonight. He had 27 on Saturday in the ball game against Friends. So 27 and 29 in the last two games for Derek Fletcher. 78-64. Hastings starting to pull away now. A 14-point lead with 4 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Mallett goes down low to Rosenboom. Here's a pass across the wing to Likens. It's shot no good. May have been partially deflected. The ball brought out of there by Dane Bacon. Now to Olsen. Lob pass into the lane. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there by Ben Kenobi. Turnover number 12 on Hastings. 4 minutes to play in the ball game. Kenobi has got it down for Midland. Back at the top of the key. Swings it left side. That's Alex Kenobi with it as he drives the ball against Bacon. Dribbles into the lane, stops there, gives it away to Likas, 4-3, shot's going to be short, no good. Rebound to Rosenboom, has problems with it, picks it up on the near sideline. Rosenboom now to Kenobi, gets it out to P.J. Mallett, drives for the basket, shot is up there, rims off, no good. Rebound comes down to Reinwald. Tobin Reinwald with the ball for Hastings to Nate Olson. Now to Tobin, he quickly brings it into the offensive scoring zone and now drives the ball inside. He knocks down a defender. We got a foul call, it's going to be an offensive foul on Tobin. Offensive foul on Tobin Reinwald, and that's number 5 on him. He's out of the ballgame. He fouls out with 3 minutes and 31 seconds to play in the contest. He leads with 13 points, but all 13 here in the second half of play. So Reinwald is going to come out. Coming in to replace him is going to be Aaron Kane. 3 minutes and 31 seconds to play here in the basketball game. After the contest, we'll name our players of the game from our doubleheader tonight. Have a couple of minutes to speak with Hastings head coach Lance Creech. Then we'll get ready for the Northwestern Red Raiders on Saturday right back here at the Osborne Sports Complex. Women's game will go at 2 o'clock. The men will go at 4. That women's matchup features the number one ranked team in the nation, Northwestern. We'll have the games for you here on 1230 KHAS, 145 for the pregame show on Saturday. Hastings trying to lock up the win here tonight. This will be their first in the conference. Driving for the hole, nice move. Kenobi goes down the lane on the right side and scores, and he's fouled into play. A little spinning move there right at the elbow. Took it down the right side of the lane and banks one in. He'll now go to the free throw line and try to make this a three-point play as he is fouled here by the Broncos. So Alex Kenobi to the free throw line and trying to make this a three-point play. Aaron Kane is the guilty party. That's going to be his first. Kenobi now with 11 points in the ball game. His shot from the line is up there and in. So a three-point play. Kenobi is now 5 out of 5 from the free throw line. Hastings still leading by 11 points, 78-67. Here's Aaron Kane, goes over to Dane Bacon, 4-3, shot good again. Dane Bacon hits another tray. He's got 15 points in the ball game. 12 of those have come here in the second half. Brian Lankus with the ball. Lob pass goes inside to Rosenboom. Rosenboom with his back to the basket, comes out to Messersmith. Goes over in the right wing now to P.J. Mallett. Drives inside. His shot is up there. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Fletcher. Fletcher gets the ball away to Bacon. Bacon leaves it out to Fletcher. Between the rings now to Olsen. Hastings will hold things up now. They have a 81-67 lead. 2:45 to play. The Broncos working their offense here. Dane Bacon circles around on the dribble. Goes to Fletcher on the wing. Left side of three-pointer. Put up there. It's rimmed out. No good. Rebound comes down to Midland. Zach Rosenboom with a rebound. Gets it away to P.J. Mallett. Aaron Kane giving chase here. Mallett gets the ball away now to Zach Rosenboom on the wing on the right side. Hands it away. Three-pointer put up there and in. A three-pointer put up there and in by Marcus Messersmith. He has got 21 in the ball game from Midland. And now we get a timeout from the Warriors. 2 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the basketball game. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 81, Midland 70.
Bring the splendor of the holiday season to your home or office. Say it with flowers from Bob Sass Flowers. Centerpieces, door pieces, wreaths, trimmings, holiday banquets, and shop the oohs and ahs level for more seasonal and holiday gift ideas at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Your health is the number one concern at Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings. Burt's continues to take care of you with the best over-the-counter service. Free delivery 6 days a week, home health care products, and personal service. All this and much more at Burt's Drug Store, downtown Hastings, and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
1230 KHAS.
So Hastings College has got the lead. The Broncos trailed at halftime, 37-34, despite holding an eight-point lead there in the first half. We were tied up at the 46-point mark with 16 minutes and some change left here in the second half. And then Hastings went on a 16-2 run to kind of open things up. Hastings got out to a 62-48 lead and have never trailed since. In fact, Midland has not been able to cut the lead down to anything less than 10 points from that stretch on. So it's now 81-70. Hastings leading by 11. Broncos have the ball as they will play things in here in backcourt. Midland will apply some pressure back here. We're down to 2 minutes and 22 seconds to play in the basketball game. Derek Fletcher will inbound for Hastings. Fletcher gets it into a Nate Olson. Olson, left-handed dribble here, takes it down the far sideline, clears things out. Nate gets it into the offensive zone. Nate Olson on the dribble here for Hastings. Trying to set things up for the Broncos. Olson dribbling with it, gets away from Messersmith. Stops at the top of the key, flips it out here to Fletcher now. Hastings may be running some clock. We're down to 18 seconds left on the shot clock. Fletcher dribbling with the ball. Fletcher looks, comes out to Aaron Kane. Kane standing right in that big red H in the center of the floor here at the Lynn Farrell Arena. We're down to 6 seconds on the shot clock. Here's Bacon. He lobs it to Fletcher deep in a corner. Has it tipped away, picked up by Olson. Throws up a dead, but the offensive rebound comes down to Schultz. That one hit the iron, so they get a fresh shot clock. And now Schultz loses the ball out of bounds. Nate Olson just threw up a desperation shot as the shot clock was expiring. It hits the rim, which gave Hastings a new fresh shot clock. Donovan Schultz grabbed the rebound and then lost the ball out of bounds. So here's P.J. Mallett, comes back now for Midland. Throws it to the near sideline. That's going to be Kenobi with the ball. And now we got a foul called as he was driving the ball toward the hole. Aaron Kane picks up the foul for Hastings. That's going to be his second. 10 fouls plus on the Broncos here in the second half. That means free throws here from Alex Kenobi. He is 5 out of 5 from the free throw line so far tonight. 12 points in the ballgame. Marcus Messersmith leads the way for the Warriors. He's got 21. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up and in. So now it's a 10-point lead for Hastings at 81-71 with 90 seconds to go. Zach Short comes into the ballgame. Aaron Kane comes out. This will make it a 3-possession ball game here, as Alex Kenobi will go back to the free throw line. 81-71, Hastings with a 10-point lead. Alex Kenobi, shot is up there. That one rims off and is no good. And the rebound, Hastings. Derek Fletcher has got the ball for Hastings down to Zach Short. So the clock is running. We're down to a minute and 25 seconds to play. Short back into the forecourt for Hastings. And the Broncos will run as much time as they can here. 22 seconds left in the shot clock. Dane Bacon out to Olson near the 10-second line. Picked up by P.J. Mallett. Olson dribbling with the ball, and now he's going to call a timeout here. Having some problems with it there. Hastings has some timeouts to burn. Nate calls the timeout to save the possession as P.J. Mallett was all over him defensively. We got a timeout with 67 seconds left in the basketball game here tonight at the Osborne Sports Complex. Hastings 81, Midland 71.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing from new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water softeners, and septic tank installation. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas in Hastings. Call 463-4664.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Sports Complex, Hastings College trying to hang on. 81-71 is the score. Hastings leading by 10. We're down to 107 to play here in the contest. Hastings playing it in. Schultz had it. They try to go to Fletcher, and he lost control of the ball and goes out of bounds. So it's a 10-point ball game. Midland will play things in here in backcourt. Just now past the one-minute mark. They get it into P.J. Mallett. Hastings attacking here in backcourt. P.J. down the near sideline, stops and throws up a three. A shot good. P.J. Mallett hits a three-pointer. Now we got an interesting ball game here. 52 seconds to play in the contest, and Midland is back to within 6 points, actually 7 points. We've got another timeout. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 81, Midland 74.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
All right, 81-74 is the score. Hastings still leading by 7. And we are under a minute to play here in the ballgame. Players of the game coming up and the coaches' postgame show before we get out of here tonight. Next Bronco broadcast will be on Saturday. Northwestern in town to take on Hastings. Their time will be at 1:45 Saturday afternoon, 2 o'clock for the women's game and 4 o'clock for the guys. Both contests right here on your home and away voice for the Hastings College basketball team this year, 1230 KHAS. Now the Broncos will play things in backcourt. P.J. Mallett comes down and hits the three-pointer from Midland on their last possession. Make things interesting here at 81-74. Derek Fletcher will inbound the ball for the Hastings Broncos. They get it into Olson, who's trapped along the sidelines, and now Hastings wants to call a timeout. They got it into Nate Olson, who is trapped along the sidelines, and Derek Fletcher, who inbounded the ball, wisely enough, calls the timeout for Hastings. So the Broncos call the timeout. We'll take another break with a score. Hastings 81, Midland 74.
Rivals Bar and Grill is now serving breakfast Saturday and Sunday mornings. All your breakfast favorites, eggs, toast, pancakes, omelets, breakfast, steak. Menu items start at $2.99. Breakfast at Rivals, Saturday morning 7 to 11, Sunday 7 to noon. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings.
Scores, stories, schedules, sports photos. Follow the Hastings and area high school teams and athletes and the Hastings College Broncos in the Hastings Tribune. And online, hastingstribune.com. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, go to hastingstribune.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so Midland going to be attacking all over the place here. 33 seconds. No, actually, that can't be right. We got about 45 seconds. They're letting this timeout clock expire here. But Hastings has got a 7-point lead, 81-74. Broncos trail at halftime, 37-34. Lance Creech huddled with his troops down here just to our right on the near sideline. So Hastings trying to hold on to this lead here. With a win, the Broncos would go to 4-7 on the season, 1-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Midland also looking for their first win in conference play here tonight, played a good ball game. We're down to 49 seconds to go in the contest, and now Donovan Schultz will inbound the ball here in backcourt. All five guys in backcourt for Hastings. Midland also with five guys back here attacking. They get it into Fletcher, now to Donovan Schultz, and he's going to be fouled into play. Schultz took off with a dribble, and he's fouled here in backcourt. That's going to send Donovan to the free throw line. And he's one of the better guys we have on the team as far as free throws are concerned. He's hitting 93% of his foul shots this year. He is 2 out of 2 from the line tonight. He is third in the conference in free throw percentage. A.J. Gordon picks up the personal foul from Midland. It's going to be his second. Donovan Schultz has got 9 points here in the contest. So Schultz looks up there. He'll have a 1-1 here. His first shot is up and in. That's the 9th team foul called on Midland. So now Hastings has got an 82-74 lead, an 8-point lead over Midland. Schultz is a 6'6" senior out of Aurora, Colorado. So Donovan Schultz will have one more. He's got 10 points in the books. His next one is up there. It's perfect. So Schultz knocks one down, and Hastings back out to a 9-point lead, but just a 3-possession ball game. Schultz comes out now. Coming back in for Hastings is going to be Kane. Midland will put up a shot here in a hurry. A.J. Gordon has got it. He drives the ball to the free throw line, kicks it back out to Messersmith for a 3-shot is good. Messersmith from the top of the key hits one there for Midland. He's now got 24 in the ball game, and now we're down to 39 seconds to play. 39 seconds to play, and Lance wants to call another timeout. So we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 83, Midland 77.
You've had an accident. Who do you call? When you need body work, you need to call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy offers complete collision repair and restoration. They'll have your baby looking as good as new in no time. Big dent or small ding. See the pros at Sealy Body Shop, 201 East South Street, Hastings.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
1230 KHAS.
All right, so Midland not rolling over here late in the ball game. The Broncos as much as a, 14-point lead in the second half. In fact, led by 14 a couple of times. Midland has chopped his baby down to 6 points now at 83-77. Still with some 39 seconds to go. Now the clock is all messed up. They did not have it reset there after the timeout. So now they're going to blow this baby dead, and we'll get restarted here. They have a countdown clock in between in timeouts. They have a countdown clock that has to tick down to zero, and it was still running at about the 13-second mark when Hastings played the ball. And now the officials are going to confer here on the near sideline and see how much time to put back on the clock. We're down to 37.9 seconds to play. That's about right. That timeout was called at the 39-second mark. So we're set. The officials agree on the time. We're down to 37.9 seconds to play. And Hastings will have to inbound the ball from right in front of the Warrior bench. 83-77 is the score. Hastings out on top here in this ball game. Now Donovan Schultz will look to inbound right in front of Midland's bench. Donovan waiting for the ball. He's got it. Donovan looking to play things in. He does to Fletcher. He's double-teamed, and Fletcher's going to be hit on the play and a foul called. Midland going for the loose ball there as they had it tapped loose. But Fletcher is also hit with a personal foul. Actually, Fletcher goes to the free throw line. Rosenboom is hit with a personal foul. That's going to be number two on Zach. And going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Derek Fletcher. He's had a great night tonight. 29 points in the ball game. 20 of those in the first half of play and 12 of those in the first couple of minutes of the ball game. Fletcher's free throw is up there. It's good. Fletcher now with 30. His season high 31 that he put up against York earlier this season. Has the chance to tie that right here. Hastings now with a 7-point lead at 84-77. Next one is up there. It is good by Fletcher. Great ball game for Derek. 85-77. We're down to 30 seconds to play now as A.J. Gordon brings the ball up. Here's Kenobi. He drives the ball toward the basket and a big collision and a foul is going to be called. Kenobi just powering his way to the basket and a foul is going to be called here on Hastings. Zach Short picks up a personal foul. That's going to be his second. Schultz comes back down to the scorer's table here for Hastings. He will check in the next opportunity. 28.9 seconds to play. Hastings trying to hang on here. It's 85-77. Going to the free throw line will be Alex Kenobi for Midland. Kenobi has got 13 points in the ball game. He has 6 out of 7 from the free throw line. So Alex Kenobi will toe the mark here for Midland. He'll have a couple of shots. First one is up there. Just barely draws iron. It is no good. Short-armed that one. It was just barely draws iron. He'll have another shot here. Hastings over the 10-foul limit in the second half. 85-77 is the score. Kenobi's next shot is up there. That's going to be good. It's 1 out of 2, 85-78. Hastings will play things in. Schultz has got it, and he's going to be fouled here in backcourt. It's about the only thing Midland can do at this point. 25.7 seconds to play. Alex Kenobi picks up the personal foul. That's going to be his fourth. Now going to the free throw line for Hastings will be Donovan Schultz. He has got 11 points in the ball game. 4 out of 4 from the free throw line as his first one is up there. It is good. He's now 5 out of 5. Hastings hitting some key free throws down the stretch here. Broncos are second best free throw shooting team in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Next shot is up there. That one is going to be good. So it's a pair from the free throw line. That now makes it 87-78. Schultz checks out now. Back in there is going to be Aaron Kane for defensive purposes. Here's A.J. Gordon with the ball, races it near the 10-second line, and now a foul is going to be called, and Short. Short knocks down a Warrior, and Short picks up his third personal foul. 22 seconds to play. Going to the free throw line will be A.J. Gordon. He had the ball, and Short knocked it down. So A.J. Gordon will go to the line for two shots here. His shot is up there. This one is going to be in and out, no good. A.J. will get one more. Here comes Kane out of the ball game, and Donovan Schultz comes back in. 22 seconds to play in the ball game. Hastings leading 87-78. Here comes the next shot. It's up there. That one is good. So Gordon hits one out of two from the free throw line. Hastings attempting to inbound the ball there, and it's slapped right back out of the bounce. So the Broncos will try it again as Donovan Schultz will be the trigger man here in backcourt. Schultz waiting for the ball here. He's guarded there by Rosenboom. Schultz looking to play things. Then he throws it in the center of the floor here, and it's going to be loose, and the scramble is on. It's picked up here by Hastings. Dane Bacon has got it. Now we got a timeout. Bacon fighting for it. Now we got a foul called. Rosenboom picks up the personal foul for Midland. No timeout here. Rosenboom picks up his third personal foul. Schultz has kind of threw that in the center of the floor. Dane Bacon came up with it, and he was surrounded by Warriors. He draws the personal foul, and now Dane goes to the free throw line. Bacon has got 15 in the ball game. Make it 16 as that one goes down. His season high this year was 17 that he put up against Sterling. In a non-conference game earlier this year, he can tie that right here with a free throw. His shot is up there. That one is good. So a couple of good performances tonight by Fletcher and Dane Bacon. Hastings now leading by 10 again. 89-79. Here's P.J. Mallett from downtown. His shot's an air ball. And the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings' ball. So Mallett throws one up from about 25 feet away. Right side of the lane on the wing there. Goes out of bounds. And Hastings will play things in. Broncos leading by 10 points with 8 seconds to play. And the white flag comes up as Midland's going to surrender this one. Hastings College is going to win it here tonight by 10 points. And the Broncos win their first ball game of the Great Plains Athletic Conference season as they beat Midland tonight by 10 points. After trailing 37-34 at halftime, Hastings comes back to beat Midland. Final score, 89-79. We'll be back with a recap after this.
You're out looking for cars. You pull slowly into the lot. You stop, look, and no one's there. You sigh in relief. Ease out of your car, then. They come flocking out like wild vultures. Car shopping doesn't have to be that way. At Kerr Chevrolet, they treat you with respect, with no pressure. So next time you're out driving lots, head over to Kerr Chevrolet and enjoy shopping for cars once again. 800 South Burlington Hastings are online at kerrchevrolet.com. Chevrolet, an American revolution.
Insurance Plus Financial Services wants you to compare your homeowners and auto insurance. Insurance Plus is an Allied insurance agent. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side. Let them compare and make sure you're not paying too much and also that your coverage is adequate. It's a simple process that could save you some money. With Allied Insurance Plus, you'll know that should something happen, you're covered. Allied, a nationwide company, on your side, and Insurance Plus providing sound, trusted coverage. Insurance Plus Financial Services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington and Hastings. Call 461-4465.
Read about the Broncos, the Huskers, Hastings High, Adams Central, St. Cecilia, the area athletes and teams, plus state and national sports in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard online anytime. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Have a happy and safe holiday season from the sports department and everyone at the Hastings Tribune, and congratulations to the player of the game from the Hastings Tribune.
1230 KHAS.
So the Hastings College men's basketball team wins it here tonight over Midland. Final score of 89-79. The Broncos go to 4 wins and 7 losses on the season. They're now 1-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Midland falls to 2 wins and 8 losses and now 0-3 in conference play. Hastings had an 8-point lead in the first half. Midland came back to grab the lead at halftime, 37-34. We were tied up at 46 points apiece with about 16 minutes to play in the ball game, but then the Broncos go on a 16-2 run to take control of the ball game at 62-48. Midland made it interesting there at the end. They pulled within 6 points with about 39 seconds to play, 83-77. But Broncos hitting some free throws down the stretch, and Hastings able to pick up the win here tonight by 10, 89-79. Big night for Derek Fletcher. He ties his season high of 31 points. Fletcher had 12 points in about the first 5 minutes of the ball game, had 20 at halftime, adds 11 more in the second half. He finishes with 31 points to lead all scorers tonight. Dane Bacon ties his season high. He had 17. Tobin Reinwald had 13 points. Donovan Schultz also in double figures with 13. The other scorers for Hastings, 6 points for Jake Marvin, 3 points for Devin Manning, and then 1 point for Zach Short, 1 point for Nate Olson, and 2 for Brady Lohman. Hastings unofficially 18 out of 23 from the free throw line here tonight. Midland was led by Marcus Messersmith. He had 24 points. Alex Kenobi had 14, 10 for P.J. Mallett. The other scorers for Midland, Gavin Bloom had 9 points in the ball game, 8 for Zach Rosenboom, 6 points for A.J. Gordon, 4 for Brian Lankus, 3 for Danny Poppin, 2 for Ben Kenobi. And that's all she wrote for Midland as the Warriors put 79 points on the scoreboard here tonight. They dropped this one by 10, final score of 89-79. Stay tuned. We've got the player of the game coming up next in the Coach's Post Game Show. You're listening to Bronco Basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Radio Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned. The Bronco Post Game Show is up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM, KHAS Radio.
Hello?
We need to talk.
Now?
Since you left today, I have been going in circles trying to raise your crops. You know, it's no picnic being an electric pivot. All of this constant starting and stopping. I have needs, Jim.
Believe me, I know.
Maybe you should have chosen one of those need-free, hydrostatically powered TNLs you've been looking at.
For a need-free TNL pivot system, call your TNL dealer today.
Stop at TNL Irrigation, East Highway 6 in Hastings, or your TNL dealer.
This is the Hastings College Player of the Game, brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Subscribe today by calling 462-2131 or online at HastingsTribune.com.
So Hastings College wins it here tonight over Midland. Final score of 89-79. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHIS. Again, in the women's ball game, it was Hastings losing to Midland tonight by a score of 71-64. We'll come back and name our players of the game right after this timeout.
Read about the Broncos, the Huskers, Hastings High, Adams Central, St. Cecilia, the area athletes and teams, plus state and national sports in the Hastings Tribune and at hastingstribune.com. Get the latest scores, schedules, and sports stories on the Tribune's website scoreboard online anytime. To subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, call 462-2131 or online at hastingstribune.com. Have a happy and safe holiday season from the sports department and everyone at the Hastings Tribune, and congratulations to the player of the game from the Hastings Tribune.
For the Hastings College women tonight, Alicia Stadler is going to be our player of the game. She had a double-double again tonight. Stadler, in a losing effort, goes 4 of 5 from the field, 5 of 6 from the free throw line. Grabs 13 rebounds tonight, 5 offensively and 8 on defense. So 13 rebounds, 13 points, had 1 assist and 3 block shots. She played 24 out of the 40 minutes for head coach Jeff Dittman. But Midland beats Hastings in the women's ball game tonight by a score of 71-64. And for the guys, boy, what a performance turned in tonight by Derek Fletcher. Leads the way with 31 points in the ball game. Fletcher, 11 out of 17 from the field, 7 out of 10 from three-point range, 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. He grabs 9 rebounds, so he was a rebound short of a double-double tonight. He had 2 offensive rebounds, 7 on defense, 9 total rebounds, scores the 31 points, had 2 assists, and also had 2 blocks and 2 steals in the ball game. He plays 33 out of the 40 minutes for head coach Lance Creech. So Derek Fletcher, Alicia Stadler, our players of the game tonight as Hastings College gets a split with the Midland University Warriors. Stick around. The coach's postgame show is up next. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
The Hastings College Player of the Game is brought to you by the Hastings Tribune. Follow the Broncos all season long with a subscription to the Tribune. Get more details at hastingstribune.com. Stay tuned for more of our Hastings College basketball coverage with the Coach's Post Game Show. Coming up next on Hastings Link to Bronco Sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
News when it happens, where it happens. 1230 KHAS Hastings, the source.
Our Hastings College basketball coverage continues with the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer, 827 First Street in Hastings. Now, let's go back to the court.
Again, Hastings College wins it here tonight over Midland University. Final score, 89-79, and Hastings assistant coach Corey Ferringer is going to join us in the postgame. And, Corey, congratulations on the win. The Broncos not too shabby here tonight.
Not too shabby. Good enough. You know, got the win. That's all that matters right now.
You guys picking up a win in your last outing as you beat Friends in the second day of the Thanksgiving Classic. Now a big win here tonight. Looks like maybe this basketball team has maybe turned the corner, huh?
You know, we've tried something different. We've tried to say start a new season the last two games against Friends when we said we're 0-0, start a new season. Got to 1-0, played well. Tonight came out, played good enough to get a win. And hopefully they just continue to build with how young we are and getting more experience.
Yeah, it just seems like you guys, each and every game that you play, we talked about it in the pregame show. These guys are all young guys out there. They haven't played together. It's going to take a while, isn't it?
Leaders are trying to be better leaders. Followers are trying to be better followers. You know, we knew we were young. We're going to get better. Got to continue to stay positive and go to work at practice and play hard during games.
It seems like the biggest jump tonight may have been on the offensive end.
Yeah, you know, we've been struggling a little bit, but again, when we play good defense and we rebound the ball, we can get out and run in transition. When we don't, we have to play half-court offense, and that's what we need to continue to get better at as well, as our half-court.
Yeah, even in the half-court game, it looked like your ball movement was a lot better. You were working against the Midland defense. And Derek Fletcher, what can you say about him? 31 points.
Like I said, things look better, but also 15 to 27 from the threes makes things look pretty good as well. So, you know, we'd like to get more things going to the rim, more free throws, but 15 to 27 from threes, we'll take that.
I put a note down here at halftime, you guys trailing 37 to 34, got out rebounded in that first half, 22 to 18, including 10 to 3 on the offensive glass. Was that the difference in the first half?
More than likely. I mean, again, we had more physicality when we rebounded the ball in the second half. Still gave up 7 offensive rebounds in the second half. It's been our Achilles. That's why we haven't won close games lately. But we got to continue to clean that up, and we'll start winning bigger games and by a bigger margin, hopefully.
You guys are trailing 37-34 at halftime, and then the game was tied 46-46 with about 4 minutes gone in the second half. Then all of a sudden, you guys going a 16-2 run there in the second half. Just talk about that little stretch there. You go from 46-46 to 62-48. What was the difference in that stretch?
Well, these guys are still competitive. And, again, when Tobin came in and got out and started running, we got things going to the rim. And we get people going to the rim, we come tough because now we kick out to open shooters instead of contested shots. So I think simply sprinting the court harder and attacking the rim makes us a lot more dangerous.
You bring up the bench. It was pretty good again tonight. That's something that maybe will develop as the season goes on. You're going to be pretty tough. You can go 10, 11, 12 guys deep here.
Like you said, along with being young in our game, we're young in our rotation. We're not all sure who needs to come in, when, and where. But Tobin gave us a spark. Devin gave us a spark as well. And Zach Short, again, continues to do a good job every time we put him in.
On the other side, Midland getting 24 points from Marcus Messersmith. Pretty good basketball player, isn't he?
Yeah, he was tough. You know, we knew he kind of was the same length as Fletch, kind of the same player. Both guys had a good night, and he had some good looks early, late. I thought we made it harder, and he hit good shots, hit tough shots.
Were you happy with the defensive effort tonight?
Better. We're getting better. You know, I think it'll be a while till we're necessarily just happy with it. But we're starting to pressure the lanes a little bit more, you're seeing, compared to playing back. And guys are starting to see that makes it hard on the other team, and we wear them down. And we definitely want to be tougher and wear teams down at the end of games.
And we're talking with Corey Ferringer. He's the assistant basketball coach for Hastings College after the Broncos pick up a win tonight. You talked about the improvements needed on defense. Where are you guys struggling right now?
Probably just consistency. Guys continually getting up in the ball and understanding they need to trust that help's going to be there. And we're getting better and better, and that starts at practice. But I think, again, you talked about our bench. We can get out in the lanes this year because if you get tired, we can sub you out and get you back in. And so when they trust that we'll put in the right people and getting in the ball, they have help, that's when our defense is tough.
Fletcher again scoring 31 tonight, but another guy who ties his season high is Dane Bacon. He added a little punch for us tonight in 17 points.
Yes. And needed. You know, Fletch had 20 of our 34. Dane, I don't even know if he scored in the first half, might have had 3. We said we had to get somebody else going, and they were playing off Dane. He said, I was shooting wide open shots, and so we expect him to knock those down, and he was a confident shooter.
So Hastings wins it here tonight. Just getting your first conference win, that has to feel good, huh?
Yes, gets that monkey off our back. You know, same when we were losing those in the cup. We just need to get going. I think, you know, when you, again, we start back at 0-0, we forget the losses. Guys move forward more positively, and that's what we need with a younger bunch.
Like Lance said, those non-conference games are important, but now Hastings knows how to get back to the national tournament. That's to do well in the conference season, and now we may have got that first step that we need to take.
Yes. Tough one, you know, we got to take team by team. You know, everybody says that Northwestern's coming up. We got to play tough against them before we can go anywhere. But I think our guys are starting to, again, feel feel like we can make a push if we do the right things.
This is a little stretch here, but if you get on a run, you can start to make some noise. Northwestern coming up this Saturday obviously will be tough, but you got a little stretch here. We might be able to make a run.
We can. You know, again, start Saturday, but I know we go on the road to Concordia. Briarcliff comes here. And so we got the people at the right places, people coming into our house that we think we can beat, and on the road with places we can compete to win as well. So we're excited to hopefully get this thing going the right direction.
All right, savor this one. We'll see you on Saturday.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yep, Corey Ferringer, the assistant coach for Hastings College after the Broncos put one in the bag here tonight. They beat Midland by a score of 89-79. We'll take a break and come back. You're listening to Bronco Basketball.
Mohawk Carpet has been the most trusted name in carpet for more than 132 years, and Boris Floors is your Mohawk dealer and color center in Hastings. Boris Floors has a great selection of Mohawk carpet, wood, laminate, and tile. Get savings, quality, and value on Mohawk carpeting featuring Mohawk Smart Strand, providing superior stain protection. It's just better. Shop Boris Floors, 827 West 1st in downtown Hastings, or call 46-FLOOR. That's 463-5667. Boris Floors in Hastings is also your Oric vacuum cleaner dealer.
Fletcher scores 31 points tonight for Hastings College. The Broncos use a 16-2 second-half run, and Hastings able to hold off Midland University here tonight at men's college basketball. The final score of 89-79. Hastings now 4-7 on the season. They are 1-2 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Midland falls to 2-8 overall. They're now 0-3 in conference play. Again, in the women's ball game, Midland surprises Hastings by the score of 71-64. The Warriors outscore Hastings in the second half of play 41-29. They pick up their first win over Hastings College since the GPAC Conference was formed back in 2000. They picked up their first win over Hastings here in Hastings for the first time since the GPAC Conference was formed back in 2000. Broncos lost to the Warriors up in Fremont a couple of years ago, but never has the Warriors been able to come to Hastings to beat the Broncos in women's college basketball. And Hastings will have to regroup as the Lady Broncos are now 5-6 on the season, or 0-3 in the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Next Bronco broadcast coming up on Saturday. Northwestern in town to take on Hastings. 2 o'clock for the women's game, 4 o'clock for the guys. On the air with a pregame show at 1:45 here on 1230 KHIS. High school basketball for you tomorrow as we tip off the 2010-2011 high school basketball season. We'll feature Seward and the Hastings High Tigers from the Tiger Den. That'll be a girls-boys doubleheader on the air with a pregame show at 5:45 tomorrow night. Girls' game will go at 6. The boys will go at 7:45. The Tigers and the Seward Blue Jays tomorrow on 1230 KHAS. The end of the women's ball game tonight, Midland over Hastings 71-64. And the guys, Hastings winning over Midland 89-79. That'll do it from the Osborne Sports Complex. For my producer and engineer, Brad Beam, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, brought to you by Borer's Floors, your Mohawk dealer at 827 First Street in Hastings. Mohawk has been the most trusted name in carpeting for more than 125 years. Join us next time for Bronco Basketball on Hastings' link to Bronco Sports. 1230 AM KHAS Radio. Hastings College Basketball is an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.